This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Date you always circle in the regular season calendar. Time to play America's pastime on America's weekend. It is the final game of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome into downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Segra Stadium in the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Great to have you with us on this Monday, July 3rd. A happy early 4th to you. Hope you have been enjoying a safe and fun weekend with family and friends. We're glad to have you aboard on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. Valley Live and MILB.TV, where you can watch today's broadcast in HD video quality if you aren't following along or perhaps tuning us in here at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers trail this series 3-2 entering tonight. Yesterday's game was an interesting one. We played for three innings up until the third, and then the rain clouds came overhead, delayed us a little over an hour. We carried on through the rest of the evening, and the Woodpeckers ultimately had it slip away late. 11-1, the final. Kannapolis scored six of their 11 runs over the final two innings, Colin, against the Woodpeckers bullpen. So you kind of flush that one, and you have a chance to even up this series today. And a couple of things the Woodpeckers have going for them. One is Trey Dombrowski on the mound. He's been one of the top guys all year in the Carolina League in terms of pitching. And then you also get the addition of Tyler Whitaker back in the heart of the order, who was activated off of the injured list yesterday. So you get a bat, you got one of your best arms out on the hill. Fayetteville's formula to win a ball game today is lining up pretty good.
Yes, it is, and it's great to see Witt back after the injury he suffered in late May. Was on the shelf for a while, went down to Florida, though. In the last couple of days, he was playing games for the FCL Astros and actually hit a home run in that game. So it's great to see the home run swing still be there for Tyler Whitaker, the former third-round pick in the 2021 MLB draft. The first player taken in that draft by Houston is getting an opportunity to really reset as the second half of the season begins. And, of course, on the mound, anytime you have Trey Dombrowski out there, you've got a good chance to win. League leader in strikeouts, third in ERA, third in whip, tied for first in opponent's batting average. So he's got a lot of things going for him this year. And he's really putting together a resume that if he sticks around long enough, which, of course, is no guarantee if you keep pitching like this, he might have a shot at winning that Carolina League Pitcher of the Year award, but one step at a time. And Dombrowski's certainly looking for a little bit of redemption after the six runs he gave up to Kannapolis on Wednesday, albeit two of them only were earned.
Trey Dombrowski, 2-6, 3.34 ERA, getting ready to take on right-hander Tanner McDougal, who is a high-round pick himself, fifth-round pick going back to 2021 out of the prep level in Nevada. He comes in today and has pitched four scoreless innings previously against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and gets the start in the final game of the set. No off day tomorrow. The Woodpeckers will roll right into July 4th baseball. We'll be just up the road in Zebulon, North Carolina for the start of a six-game series against the Carolina Mudcats. And on the back end of that six-game series, it will have been 12 in a row for the Woodpeckers, but they'll get 4 days off, all of baseball taking some time with the Major League All-Star break, and minor leagues get that four-day window as well to rest and relax and get ready for the final push of the 2023 regular season. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, they come in today winners of 40 games now, 40-33 after their 11-1 final yesterday. They're 5-3 in the second half, and that's tied for first place in the Carolina League South Division with the 5-3 Augusta Green Jackets. Meanwhile, Fayetteville 33-41. They've won a pair of games this week that have been shortened by rain. One that was finalized after six innings, one that went final after eight. They're 3-5 in the second half, and that puts them in last place in the division currently. Two games, though, out of first place. Everybody very tight together. And 3-5, Fayetteville hoping to gain a game on the top team in the division today in Kannapolis. Before we go to break for the anthem, let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineup, beginning with the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. They're led by manager Patrick Leland. Charlie Romero is the hitting coach. Blake Hickman, the pitching coach. And Juan Maldonado is the performance coach. The left-handed batter, Mario Camilletti, leads it off. He'll play at third. Wilbur Sanchez, who has an inside-the-park home run this week, he bats second and plays at short. Brooks Baldwin, the switch hitter, will DH and hit third. And then Jonaker Betancourt, the cleanup man, is at first. Chris Lanzilli, he bats fifth and will play out in left field. Logan Glass, the center fielder, is sixth, followed by Drake Logan, the seven-hitter out in right. Juan Gonzalez catches and hits eighth. And then rounding out the order for the ballers is Christopher DeGuzman, who is at second base. Fayetteville getting ready to take on Kannapolis tonight. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, your exclusive spot for this ball game. Dan Helote feeling a little under the weather in the Kannapolis booth. We do wish him a speedy recovery, but we will have you covered for all nine innings tonight here at Segra Stadium. It's the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. Final game of the series. Woodpeckers trying for a split when we come back. 3rd of July, one of the great games in the 2023 regular season calendar, and it is coming up next right here from downtown Fayetteville in Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. And now let's send you down to field level for the singing of the national anthem on the 4th of July weekend.
Field of Dreams team, the Eastover Cheetahs and the Eastover Royals. Fans, for those who are able, please rise and remove your caps for the performing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome Tiana McFadder.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Let's hear it for Tiana McFadder. And tonight's High Five Tunnel, the Eastover Cubs, and tonight's Field of Dreams teams, the Eastover Cheetahs and the Eastover Royals.
Down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He is driven home all three. Deep line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it, the second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history. Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, we celebrate 4th of July weekend, 3rd of July baseball in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, here at Segra Stadium, and we are live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello again, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Glad to have you aboard the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Bally Live, and MILB.TV as well. If you want to watch today's ball game, left-hander Trey Dombrowski is out on the mound getting ready to make his 15th appearance of the season for Fayetteville in 10th start, 2-6 record, and a 3.34 ERA for the former fourth round pick by the Astros in 2022 out of Monmouth University. The New Jersey native, 64 and two-thirds innings. He has a Carolina League leading 88 strikeouts to go along with 22 walks, 24 earned runs. The home run has been an issue for him with 8 allowed this year, 42 total hits. And he has completed his warm-up tosses. He is ready to go. Kanapolis coming in 40-33 overall, 5-3 in the second half, tied for first place in the second half South Division. Meanwhile, Fayetteville at 33-41, 3-5 in the second half, two games out of first. Trey Dombrowski winds and fires the first pitch of our ball game. It is lifted high along the right field line. Machandi hustling over, tracking in the sun. He makes the catch. And the first out is recorded on the first pitch of our game. Underway at 6:10 p.m. tonight in Fayetteville. And another warm one, 89 degrees. And some scattered clouds above our head. The high was 93 today. Yesterday we played in the 90s. Sunday afternoon game, getting a little warmer and warmer. But sometimes that's how these ball players like it. Wilbur Sanchez into the right side, and the first pitch coming home to him. He swears to bunt, pulls back, and a strike is called on the inner half. Looked like a Trey Dombrowski fastball with a little bit of run to it. Wilbur Sanchez batting 221 with two home runs and 24 RBIs on the year. And here's the wind in the 0-1 pitch. He swings and pops it up behind home and over the net, a foul ball. Nothing and two quickly on Sanchez, 34 hits on the year. His second home run coming just the other day. He had an inside-the-park home run. That was yesterday. The two-run home run on a fly that bounced off of the left center field carve-out in the wall and then rolled along the base of the left field fence. Allowed him and his speed to get all the way around the bags. Here's the kick in the 0-2. Sanchez checks his swing. They appeal up the line, and he did not go. That was close. But probably the right call, and Sanchez in a 1-2 count. Brooks Baldwin on deck. Jonaker Betancourt in the hole. And again, through the Kanapolis order, Chris Lanzilli 5, Logan Glass 6. In the bottom three, Drake Logan, Juan Gonzalez, and Christopher DeGuzman. Fastball high and outside to Sanchez, and the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trey Dombrowski making his second appearance of this series after he pitched out of the bullpen on Wednesday night. 2-2 is a wraparound slider, and it just missed outside. Tried to backdoor the right-handed batter, and that was close, but a good take by Sanchez to fill the count up. After a flyout for Mario Camilletti, one out in the top inning. Nobody on base. Here's the payoff pitch, and Dombrowski missed just outside again. Tried for the same pitch, a backdoor slider that was close, but just off the border, and it brings up Brooks Baldwin. Behind the plate today is Corey Gerber, and on the bases, Brandon Schmidt, the two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. Brooks Baldwin stepping into the right side, and let's look around the Fayetteville defense as well.
Familiar face back at third. Tyler Whitaker returns to the lineup for the Woodpeckers. Over at short, Jackson Lofton. Dari Lorenzo, the second baseman. Ricardo Below rounds out the infield. He is at first as a swing and a miss on Baldwin. Doing the catching is Luis Encarnacion, and out in the outfield from left to right, Garrett McGowan, Zach Cole, and Roylon Machandi for first-year manager Ricky Rivera.
Dombrowski working out of the stretch now, peers over at the runner Sanchez. He's got good speed. He spins the slider inside. That gets by Encarnacion. Ricochets back his way. His throw to second is off the bag. And that'll allow Wilbur Sanchez to get down with an accurate throw. Enka might have been able to throw Sanchez out. He wasn't running 100%. He was just kind of casually going to second base. But again, if you're not careful as a runner, the springboard net behind home plate that serves as the backstop here at Segra will, it'll cost you. Ricochets that baseball right back to the catcher. Now Sanchez is breaking for third. Baldwin swings, line drive towards the middle. It's speared by Lorenzo. He struts over to the second base bag and doubles off Sanchez to end the inning. A four unassisted double play. Nothing Sanchez could do, breaking on the pitch. Tough luck double play for the ballers, and we're going to the home first inning. It is Cole, Encarnacion, and Whitaker to get it started when we come back.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Couple and Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's give an Independence Day welcome to Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Just underway on the 3rd of July in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers playing host to the Cannonballers in the final game of the series. Kannapolis up 3-2. Zach Cole leads it off against right-hander Tanner McDougal. Steps into the left side, and the first pitch his way is fouled back. A McDougal fastball at 96 miles an hour. 0-1 on Cole. Luis Encarnacion on deck, and then Tyler Whitaker in his first at-bat off the injured list. Ricardo below the cleanup hitter, Dari Lorenzo fifth, Garrett McGowan the lefty sixth, and the 7-9 are Jackson Loft in the shortstop, Sandro Gastone the DH, and Roy Lamachandi the right fielder. McDougal, and he pitches inside, missed to Cole, and it is 1-1, works out of the abbreviated windup, where he kind of comes set and then takes that step back as he kicks and pitches, and a foul tip by Cole gets to 1-2. Tanner McDougal in his first season playing full-season pro baseball. He started his career in the Arizona Complex League after being drafted in 2021. Had Tommy John surgery in October of that year, missed all of the 2022 season, and has returned in 2023 with the Cannonballers. Is 0-1 with a 3.16 ERA, and tonight makes his 12th start. Cole swings, lines it out into center. Glass playing deep, and it's down in front of him. Glass was playing closer to the warning track than he was the infield. And Zach Cole pushes a single right up the middle for a leadoff base hit.
Well, he was the player of the month in the organization in June. Why not get a head start at the start of July and try to defend that crown? Nice smooth swing out to center field for Zach Cole. Just what you want out of your leadoff hitter.
Yep, Cole batted over 300 in June. He has a pair of Carolina League Player of the Week awards. And then added more hardware today, being announced the Minor League Player of the Month for June within the Astros organization. Nick Swanson winning the Pitcher of the Month after his great month for Fayetteville. 1-0 pitch to Encarnacion, and a fastball rides high at 98. Good velo coming out of the hand of Tanner McDougal.
The one concern, though, for Dougal in his 6 innings against Fayetteville over 2 outings this year, is walked 9 batters.
Mm-hmm. Here's the pitch. And it is high and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. So Enka can look for the perfect pitch here. He's batting .268 on the season. 4 homers and 21 RBIs. His 51 total hits near the top of the club. His average is a team high now. And to get back in the count, fastball by McDougal in for a strike in 3-1. Encarnacion's OBP at .317. Swings a gray-colored bat today as McDougal peers over the shoulder, pitches, and misses up high. So overthrowing the fastball a bit as he shakes his head, goes down to the back of the mound, and Zach Cole struts down to second base. First two Fayetteville batters have reached. And it sets up a prime opportunity for Tyler Whitaker in his return to the order. Welcome back, Tyler Whitaker, the Las Vegas native and third-round draft pick by the Astros in 2021, off the IL yesterday, debuting again today. Line drive, left field, that's down. He attacks the first pitch. Cole hustling around third, and Lanzilli scuffled with the ball. Cole is home, and the Woodpeckers are on the board. Tyler Whitaker back with a bang, an RBI base hit, and he puts Fayetteville on the board first.
Doesn't look like any return jitters for Whitaker. First pitch he got from McDougal after he walked Encarnacion, he jumped all over it, lined it out into left field. He's just such an important presence in the middle of the order and has been for the last year plus. To get him back is just what Fayetteville needs to try to stay in this race here in the South Division early on. Already a 1-0 lead with the misplay by Lanzilli, an extra 90 feet. Two more in scoring position, still nobody out for the Cannonballers.
They do flash an error on the board. It'll likely go down as a Whitaker single with the RBI. Zach Cole was already coming around the third base bag when Lanzilli bobbled the ball, and he probably would have scored even despite the misplay. Ricardo Belleau in a 0-1 count from the left side. Fayetteville cleanup man and switch hitter batting 259. Next pitch is a slider. Clipped the outside corner. Called a strike, 0-2. Belleau did provide the only run last night with a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth inning when the Woodpeckers were down 11-0. Helped avoid the shutout. It was his fifth home run of the year. Now he takes a fastball for his strike right on the inside of the zone. And he goes down looking for the first out.
Let's take a look at the rest of the Kannapolis defense along with Lanzilli out in left, Logan Glass, the center fielder, Drake Logan in right, Mario Camiletti at third, Wilbur Sanchez, the shortstop, Christopher DeGuzman over at second, Jonaker Bettencourt, the first baseman, and Juan Gonzalez does the catching for McDougal.
First pitch fastball lifted foul and out of play. Dari Lorenzo gets to bat fifth today. He'd been just about the everyday cleanup hitter for the last week and a half or so until the Woodpeckers got Tyler Whitaker back in the meat of the order. Here's the 0-1, and he takes a fastball a little inside. One ball and one strike on Dari. He just missed out on his third home run of the season last night. Flied one all the way to the base of the right field wall where it was caught. 206 batter on the year with his two home runs, 11 RBIs. Here's a ground ball pulled over to first. It's fielded by Bettencourt. He flips to McDougal, who stomps on the bag, but it brings home a run. 2-0 Woodpeckers on an RBI ground out by Dari Lorenzo. Luis Encarnacion scores from third. Tyler Whitaker goes from second to third base. And a multi-run inning to get the night going. Productive hits, productive outs.
And that's really the name of the game for Lorenzo. There's guys in the scoring position, whether it be a hitter or an out. He knows how to bring them in by just simply putting the ball in play. He did just that.
Here's Garrett McGowan trying to make it a three-run inning with Whitaker down at third. And he cuts through a first-pitch slider. It is 0-1. McGowan with a home run and five RBIs. He scorched a line drive yesterday. And he cuts through a breaker to quickly fall behind, nothing and two. A line drive up the middle into center that was clocked at almost 108 miles an hour off of the bat. McGowan's a strong, powerful left-handed batter if he can get into it. The 0-2, and he swings and pops it up left side. This is tailing foul into the seats, and we'll keep it where it is. Nothing and two on Garrett McGowan. Kannapolis is wearing the blues again. They've worn that in every game this week. Blue uniform top with the white baller's script across the chest. Small red numeral on the front left of the uni, red numeral on the back, a red belt with a gray pant, a navy pinstripe down the leg. McGowan takes one very high at 98 miles an hour, and it is 1-2.
Yeah, if McDougal can just rein in that command, remember, he's coming off that Tommy John. The fact that his velocity is this good after UCL surgery,
yeah,
you can be patient with him trying to get that command back.
McGowan looks at it low and in. And the count levels 2-2. Fayetteville's in the home whites again today. Black batting helmets with the Woodpecker logo on the front of the helmet. The white uniform with Woodpeckers in white outlined in black across the chest. That black piping detail down the buttons. Here's the 2-2. McGowan checks his swing. Did he go? They appeal. Yes, he did. And McGowan goes down with strike three on the appeal. So that'll do it for Tanner McDougal, but he gives up a pair. RBI single and Tyler Whitaker's return. An RBI ground out by Dari Lorenzo. And Trey Dombrowski back out to the mound with a two-run advantage in the second inning.
Mile cam. Trey Dombrowski. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Cannonballers, the first baseman, number two, Yonaker Betancourt.
Hammer and a nail, stacking them bales.
Trey Dombrowski returns for the second inning. Now he has a 2-0 advantage. His first pitch home is a breaking ball that falls in to right-handed batter Yonaker Betancourt. Chris Lanzilli, then Logan Glass, the 4, 5, and 6 of the baller's order. Here comes Dombrowski's 0-1, and it missed outside. One ball, one strike. RBI single for Tyler Whitaker in the home first, and then an RBI ground out with a runner at third from Dari Lorenzo. So Trey certainly appreciates the early run support as the 1-1 drifts outside on a changeup. Two balls and a strike on Betancourt. Dombrowski got a line-out double play on a ball towards second that got him out of the first inning, helped him face the minimum. Here's the 2-1 home, and a fastball missed up and outside. Dombrowski wears the high black socks today with the white pants, and it looks like he broke out a special 4th of July cleat. Looks like it's a white cleat with some red and blue detailing. Here's the wine in the 3-1 home. He pitches a strike on the inside. 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Fills it up on Betancourt, 3-2. Betancourt, in this week's series, has gone a combined 4 for 18. Has played in all 6 games. He has a home run and 4 RBIs. And he swings at a pitch down in the dirt. It's picked by Encarnacion. He drops the tag, completes the strikeout. That's the first for Trey Dombrowski. And there's one gone in the second inning.
That curveball is just such a tough pitch to expect with a full count. Often you'll see a pitcher try to gas up the fastball. We know Dombrowski's got a low 90s fastball, but that equalizer is that huge hook that starts at your shoulders. And Betancourt might have been expecting the fastball because he was way out in front as it dropped below his knees.
Now it's Chris Lanzilli. And the first pitch to him lifted along the right side. First base foul territory, below drifting over. It gets over the net and rolls into the seats. So Lanzilli behind, nothing and one. Brought down from High A Winston-Salem, former Wake Forest ball player and University of Arkansas Razorback as a grad student. Batting 289 since being brought down to the Carolina League. No home runs and 5 RBIs. Had a really good week here in Fayetteville, 6 for 17. With a double and 3 RBIs. Second baseman Lorenzo all the way towards the middle. Here's the 0-1. Lanzilli lays off a low changeup. One ball and one strike.
A couple of guys that were 2 years ago playing in a playoff game against each other on the shores of Cape Cod now find themselves in the Carolina League playing pro ball.
Here's the 1-1 and a fly ball lifted shallow right along the line. Machandi sprinting in with his sunglasses. Dari Lorenzo going out, and he makes the catch. Below is in the area as well. Looked like those two might have clipped gloves, but Lorenzo fought through the contact and made the catch. That is a tricky ball to play for all three defenders. Machandi coming in, Below and Lorenzo going out. Everybody's got sunglasses on. The sun setting behind home plate makes it difficult. It's in the eyes of all those fielders on the right side, but Lorenzo was able to track it and record the out. Logan Glass now into the right side. Two away, bases empty. 2-0 Fayetteville. And the first pitch is down and in for a ball to Glass, 1-0.
As Ricardo was down after he fell, Dari kind of showed him the ball. He's like, don't worry, I got you.
I think Ricardo might have thought that ball was on the turf. Slider missed up and outside. It's two balls and no strikes on Logan Glass, batting 210 on the year. Was a cannonballer all last season, back for 2023. Four home runs and 18 ribbies this season. Here's the kick and the 2-0. A pop fly foul back of home plate. It's 2-1. Got to talk to Trey Dombrowski a couple days ago about getting to start this game. This is always a big game, big crowd here in downtown Fayetteville, and he joked that, yeah, there's probably going to be a lot of people in the stadium, and is shaping up to be a good crowd as more people fill in the seats. As the 2-1 is taken just outside, 3-1 now on Glass, and he said, Monday's crowd combined might be more people than I pitched in front of my entire career at Monmouth University. Trey loves the program that he came up in, but he said sometimes the crowds were a little sparse. 3-1. And a high fly lifted out into right field, but playable. Machandi started back. Now he's drifting forward over into the right center field gap. He's got it, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 second inning for Trey Dombrowski. He's faced the minimum through two and carries a 2-0 lead into the home second when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Thank you, sir. There is no better way to cool off on a blazing hot day like today than with a Bland's Frozen t-shirt. These t-shirts are indeed frozen. It's brother versus sister. This is Aiden, and this is Violet. They got to crack these things open and get them on as best they can before I count to zero. Are you guys ready? In 3, 2, 1, go! Come on, Violet. Whack it on top of the dugout. Keep going, Violet. Come on, Violet. Come on, baby. Hit it on top of the dugout. Whack that thing open. Come on, Violet. Keep going, baby. You only have to get it on as much as you can. If you get an arm in, you get your head in. Come on, guys. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. Folks, I think Violet's got it. What do you think? We're going to give it to Violet. Come here, you two. Look in that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers, on 3. 1, 2, 3. That's right. Pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left
and I'm heading to the next. Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Tanner McDougal. A1A. He's trying to do. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving like bikinis. Jealous.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 22, Jackson Lofton. Go, so go low.
We play the home second inning at Segres Stadium. Woodpeckers on top 2-0 early here on this 3rd of July game. It was an RBI single by Tyler Whitaker that started the scoring, then an RBI ground out by Dari Lorenzo. Lofton at the plate for the first time, the 7-9 facing Tanner McDougal. And the first pitch to him is down and off the plate away. It is 1-0. Lofton, Gastone, and Machandi getting ready to take their first swings. The 1-0 pitch. Lofton scorches a line drive out of the left. That is down in front of Lanzilli. And the Woodpeckers have started back-to-back innings tonight with base hits. Jackson Lofton barreling one up for the leadoff single, and his speed aboard quickly.
Yeah, three hits in the first two innings for Fayetteville. They had three hits for the first eight yesterday, so to see them starting to put together quality at-bats, and That's what you need to support your pitching staff on the mound is just consistent offense through innings 1 through 9.
Sandro Gastón stepping in. Right-handed batter takes low, and it's 1-0. Sandro is DHing today, batting 8th. One home run and 21 driven in for Gastón. Working from the first base side of the rubber, Tanner McDougal down to the belt. Out of the stretch, he spins and throws to first. It was low, but dug out by Betancourt. Sandro was not a part of yesterday's game, got the day off, playing for the first time since Friday night. I make it Saturday, rather, with our Monday game today. Spinning a throw over to first, Cole diving back in. No off day to follow tomorrow, 6 straight going into Carolina. And Zebulon to lead into the Major League All-Star break. Of course, Woodpeckers had a lot of success last time in Zebulon, winning 6 of 7. McDougal focuses on Gastón, spins a breaking ball low, and it's blocked by Juan Gonzalez. 2-0 on Gastón.
And McDougal's kind of painted himself into a corner here because he's thrown over on Lofton twice, so now if he wants to throw over again, he has to get him out or he's awarded second base. On top of that, Gastón with a 2-0 count at the plate, so wonder if Lofton might be able to get an extra step or two, and we'll see if he's in motion.
Next pitch home to Gastón, another breaking ball, and it goes wide past Juan Gonzalez. Jackson Lofton, though, somehow still at first. He got a bad read, and maybe he was hesitant with that baseball ricocheting back to home plate off of the screen and held his run, but Lofton almost always advancing on those wild pitches. He holds it first. I'd be surprised, though, if he actually tries to take second the conventional way by stealing. It's 3-0, and Gastón grounds it up the middle, and that's into center field. Lofton gets to second and stops there. Logan Glass quickly gets the ball back in. Sandro Gastón with a green light on a 3-0 count, and he rolls a single up the middle. Back-to-back base hits start the Fayetteville second. First and second, the runners and Roylen Machandy coming up.
Perhaps Jackson Lofton saw the future and knew that had he taken that extra base, he would have been held on at second, and there would have been a defender right there trying to make that play on Gastón. Joking, of course, but good job seeing Gastón putting the bat on ball. 3-0 count. He thought he would get his pitch. Sure enough, he did.
Now it's Machandy, and his first swing is tipped and fouled off the catcher. Nothing in one on Machandy. This is the third time that the Woodpeckers are seeing Tanner McDougal this year, so perhaps advantage offense. That wasn't the case the last time, though. On June 3rd, he pitched 4 scoreless innings against Fayetteville, gave up just 1 hit in Kannapolis. 0-1, and Machandy checked his swing. He went too far on a pitch down to the dirt. And it's 0-2. There was no appeal. Corey Gerber, the plate umpire, made the decision, and it did look like he went about 55% of the way. So nothing and two on Roylen Machandy with runners at first and second. 2-0 Fayetteville, nobody out in the home second inning. Woodpeckers have scored early against McDougal here after they had his number the last time around. The 0-2, Machandy takes a ball, low and outside, 97. McDougal continues to bring the heat. Tanner pitching for the first time in July tonight. He had a really good June, a 2.93 ERA over 4 starts and 15 and a third total innings. Another 2-strike pitch to Machandy, runs up and in, and it got a piece of either him or the knob of the bat. Corey Gerber talking to Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, and they will say that this hit him. Made an odd sound, like it could have hit the hand or the knob of the bat. Machandy is kind of flexing his elbow, but I don't think it hit his elbow. It sounded like it hit him more in the hand, but maybe my eyes deceived me. The bases are going to be loaded here, though. Jackson Lofton down to third. Gastón gets second. Machandy to first. No argument coming from the Kannapolis dugout or Pat Leland, so they're content with the call, but they will send their pitching coach, Blake Hickman, former pro ball player, out to the mound and have a talk with McDougal here. And nobody throwing yet in the Kannapolis bullpen, but a little bit of stretching going on. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, everybody wrapping up their series before we begin the final six-game stretch to the All-Star break tomorrow. Salem at Fredericksburg, Delmarva at Lynchburg, Augusta at Columbia, along with Charleston and Myrtle Beach. That game starting at 7:05. There is a delayed start today in Kinston. A little bit of weather between the Mudcats and the Wood Ducks. So here is Zach Cole. Bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Fayetteville lead. And the first pitch to Cole is down in the dirt, kept in front by Gonzalez. And it is 1-0 on Cole.
Of course, he has the grand slam this year back in that April series against Fredericksburg Nationals, but overall hitting just .200 with the bases loaded in 2023.
Yep, that was one of the biggest swings of the entire first half, and it came during the first homestand of the year. 1-0. Here's the pitch from McDougal. And it's inside. 2-0 on Cole. In a spot like this, bases loaded, even a 2-0 count, you might have a red light here. Take a pitch, see what you can get. Try and get to a three-ball count. Big bats. And Encarnacion and Whitaker waiting in the wings. 2-0 pitch. And Cole checked his way through it. Went about 80% of the way as he bailed out of the left side. And it goes to 2-1.
What McDougal's going to have to do in this at-bat. Challenge with the fastball up and in tight.
Cole singled on a ball up the middle in the first. Next pitch, he swings through it. Good changeup. Fading to the bottom of the zone, and it's 2-2 on Cole. Lofton at third, Gastone at second, Machandi at first. Two singles and a hit by pitch starting the home second inning. Here's his 2-2. And Cole gets plunked. A breaking ball moving in towards his right knee. He stood sturdy in the left side and took the HBP to bring home Jackson Lofton and turn this to a 3-0 game. Gastone down to third, Machandi to second. That ball just drifted its way in, and Cole, with his agility, might have been able to get out of the way, but he decided to take the RBI instead.
Easy enough when you got Luis Encarnacion waiting on deck behind you.
So things starting to spiral a bit here on McDougal as Encarnacion has to lean out of the way of an up-and-in fastball. It gets to the backstop and careens back to home plate. Everybody stays at their bases. And Encarnacion will be in a 1-0 count a day after they were defeated by 10 runs. 11-1 the final yesterday. The Woodpeckers are trying to distance themselves big early tonight. Here's the 1-0. And Encarnacion hacks through a high fastball. It's 1-1. There is Kannapolis bullpen stirring, but it doesn't look like anybody's throwing just yet. There's a left-hander out there kind of messing around with a weighted baseball. But this is McDougal's spot to try and exit. He pitches a ball outside, 2-1 on Encarnacion.
Woodpecker showing some good patience early on, something we haven't really seen much of early in the series. They have not drawn a lot of walks against Kannapolis this week.
He's hit back-to-back batters as the pitch is fouled back, gets it to 2-2. Never in a game this year had McDougal hit multiple batters. He did plunk one hitter in each of his last two games of June, but today back-to-back hitters, something he's never done before. Bases loaded, nobody out still. Encarnacion ready, the 2-2, and he swings and hits it high out into right center field. Glass going back all the way to the warning track and makes the catch at the start of the dirt. Hustling home from third, Sandro Gastone, he scores. Roylen Machandi down to third base, and a deep fly by Encarnacion turns it to a 4-0 Fayetteville lead. Runners at the corners now.
Anka probably would have liked a little bit more out of that ball. He got just a bit underneath it. He had to go up and get that fastball. 97 miles an hour up and away, and got some pretty good extension on it out to right center field, about 5 feet short of the warning track, but more than enough with no outs to score that run. Chandy, of course, heads up play, getting up to third, and right away a pitch clock violation has been called.
It was on Tyler Whitaker, the batter. Was not set and engaged by the 8-second mark, so he'll take a strike before he sees the pitch. Middle infield playing shallow. First pitch slider into Whitaker for strike one, or strike two, and now he'll have to protect. Whitaker on his first swing and his return to Fayetteville, an RBI single to left. Runner on the go to second. The pitch is high. Throw down to second base is not in time. Cole gets in there. He dives underneath the tag, and there's now two in scoring position. Kills the force. And Zach Cole dirties up the front of that white uniform, grabbing the bag. And that'll force the entire Kannapolis infield now to play in. One and two on Whitaker. Here's the pitch. He swings and hits a deep fly way out of the left field. Welcome back, Tyler Whitaker. A three-run home run. This Fayetteville crowd's been waiting a while to see Tyler Whitaker return. He has driven in four already and broken open this ball game. 7-0 Fayetteville. Witt can hit.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Chappie. Gets the pitch clock violation called on him quickly behind 0-2. His teammate Cole swipes second base. He says, you know what? I got to drive him in with one big swing. Onto the berm out in left center field. Just one home run prior to his injury. Comes back, just needs one game to get number two.
Tyler Whitaker high-fiving teammates as Ricardo Below is into the left side. And the pitch misses outside. 1-1 on Below. Tyler Whitaker has driven in his 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th runs of the year. Clubs his second home run with Fayetteville. That may be one of his longest. He made it midway up the berm, and we're even talking last year's big flies. This July 3rd crowd being treated to an offensive barrage in this second inning. Five runs home for Fayetteville as Below takes down it inside. It is 2-2. Kannapolis bullpen does have a left-hander starting to throw now. Looks like it's Ben Beutel out there. Here's the 2-2, and it's grounded out towards second base, picked up by DeGuzman. Double clutches, throws over to first, and gets the out, number two of the inning.
And this inning all started with the bottom third of the order coming up big time for the Woodpeckers. Jackson Lofton with the base hit. Sandro Gaston follows with a single of his own, and then Chandy gets hit. So you have the bases loaded for that top of the order. And all three of those one through three came in with productive at-bats, all three driving in runs.
Now it is Dari Lorenzo. And the first pitch low to him for ball one. Tanner McDougal with his seven runs allowed today, season high for him. One of them unearned, that was in the first inning. As Lorenzo cuts through and he's in a 1-1 count. But the seven runs allowed today, more runs than he allowed in the entire month of June. 1-1 is down and inside, scoots to the backstop. It's the most earned runs, though, with six in his entire pro career. Previous high was five earned against Augusta back on May 5th at home. Fayetteville up huge, 7-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Dari Lorenzo swings and pulls a fly shallow along the right field line. It drops onto the extended warning track, and it's cut off by Drake Logan. He slammed into the sidewall and quickly gets the ball back in. Lorenzo reading the play. He halts it first. And we'll grab a two-out single. Another base hit. Sixth of the game for the Woodpeckers. And now it is going to be Pat Leland walking out of the Kannapolis dugout.
Just one of those innings for Tanner McDougal. Needed a bounce back after giving up a couple in the first and just didn't have it on the mound today. They hit the Woodpeckers offense. This one's felt like five games in the making. They've wanted a serious breakout, and they've gotten it in a big way.
The face says it all for Tanner McDougal. A tough night in Fayetteville for him. Battered around here in the second inning for five runs, seven in total, and Kannapolis will use a bullpen effort the rest of the way. Beutel out of the pen. We'll tell you about him when we return. 7-0 Woodpeckers in front of this big July 3rd crowd.
It's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I
Guys, this Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 8, Ben Beutel. Don't forget, everyone in attendance wins a free taco from El Cazador. Fans, you'll receive your free taco coupon on your way out of the ballpark this evening.
Welcome back to Sagra Stadium in the bottom of the second inning, where Fayetteville has scored 5 and chased the starter Tanner McDougal from this game. The left-hander Ben Beutel comes out of the pen to face the lefty Garrett McGowan. Beutel 2-0 with a .60 ERA. He has been one of the best Kannapolis relievers, best arms in this league, period. With 11 games, only one earned run allowed over 15 innings. And right now, just trying to get back to the dugout and start the third with Kannapolis down 7-0. Dari Lorenzo, a two-out single before McDougal departed. And the pitch is hacked at and missed by McGowan, 1-1. He struck out his first time, and he's the 9th Fayetteville hitter to step to the plate in this long inning. Here's the pitch. And McGowan swings at a breaking ball outside. It is 1-2. 7 runs on 6 base hits. There was an error committed in the first that led to 1 unearned run against McDougal, but he's going to take 6 earned at the end of the day as the pitch comes home and McGowan chases it outside. That is the inning. So Beutel gets out of the long second. Fayetteville sends 9 batters to the plate, and a 5-run inning is punctuated by Tyler Whitaker's 3-run home run onto the berm. 7-0 the score as we go top 3. You're listening and watching Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Yeah, take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir. There is no better place to celebrate a birthday. There is no better day. We're celebrating America's birthday. We are also celebrating Oliver's birthday. Oliver is turning 2. And we, everybody in this stadium, when I say everybody, I mean everybody, is going to sing happy birthday. Are you ready? In 3, 2, 1, happy. Happy birthday to you. Oliver's family, come in here and give me a big Go Packers on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Go Packers!
That's right.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Trey Dombrowski. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Cannonballers, the right fielder, number 10, Drake Logan.
Top third, and Drake Logan leading it off for the Cannonballers. This is a dream for Trey Dombrowski, a 7-0 lead. Huge cushion by the offense. And to take you through the next couple innings from the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
I'm sure Trey very happy to see this run support, Chappie, with him being on the wrong side of a lot of decisions this year. As there's a ground ball hit to second. Nice range shown off by Dari Lorenzo. His throw to below retires Drake Logan. So on just 2 pitches, Dombrowski able to pick up the first out. He has faced the minimum so far, 7 batters faced. Did walk Wilbur Sanchez back in the first, but he lined into an inning-ending double play, or he was doubled off, rather, an inning-ending double play that Brooks Baldwin lined into. So one down for Juan Gonzalez, who has had a really strong start to his time with the Cannonballers. Wraps one on the ground, foul up the third baseline. We'll remember the Toronto Blue Jays organization hitting 375 with Kannapolis, no homers and one driven in. On base percentage well over 500. And Gonzalez is granted time. He will readjust his batting gloves. Fayetteville with a pair in the first inning. On an RBI single from Tyler Whitaker, for Dari Lorenzo grounded out to bring home Luis Encarnacion, as there is a ball issued by Dombrowski, 1-1. And then the five-run second inning, headlined by a three-run blast by Whitaker. Four runs driven in just two plate appearances for the returning former third-round pick. Gonzalez hits one pretty deep out to center field. Zach Cole going back, still going back. He leaps up the wall and makes the catch. Zach Cole needed all 400 feet to reel that one in, and he takes away extra bases from Juan Gonzalez. Everything going well in the first three innings for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on this 3rd of July. Two down.
A lot of air underneath that high fly, so Cole knew he had time to get back on it. He didn't panic. He just slowly drifted back, last second, lunging up and making the grab. Great awareness with the wall and the depth of center field by Cole.
Pitch misses down into Christopher DeGuzman. Another recent acquisition for these Kannapolis Cannonballers. And he takes a Dombrowski fastball over. That's a strike. Zach Cole now at 51 games played out in center field. So safe to say he has seen plenty of action out there at Segra. Dombrowski with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball just off the plate to DeGuzman. Fayetteville 15-23 at home this season compared to an even 18-18 on the road. Guzman went around, it's 2-2. So for that reason, they'll likely be happy to go back on the road starting tomorrow at Five County Stadium, the first of six against the Carolina Mudcats, who they took 6 of 7 from in their last series. Dombrowski's 2-2 is fouled straight back. 7 runs on 6 hits today so far for Fayetteville. Another 2-2 from Trey. Breaking ball that slipped out of his hand and ends up missing high. The leadoff man, Mario Camaletti, waits on deck. 2 down, top of the third. Payoff pitch is hit slowly on the ground left side. Jackson Lofton charging, has to throw on the run, close play at the bag, and he got him. Good stretch by the first baseman below, and it is a 1-2-3 bottom of the top of the third, rather, from Trey Dombrowski, who has set down now 7 in a row. We go to the bottom of the third, still 7-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, show us those tumblers.
You never take advice.
So cool.
Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune and feelings. But someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice.
on the mound for the Cannonballers, Ben Beutel.
Got me feeling brilliant, ride with no ceiling. Got me feeling brilliant.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Home half of the third, 7-0. Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers on this 3rd of July. Appreciate you spending it with us. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Jackson Lofton down 0-1, make it 0-2 as he gets a couple of off-speed pitches from Ben Beutel, who came in, got the final out of that 5-run second inning by striking out Garrett McGowan. Lofton asked for time. He led off that big inning with a single to left. The 0-2, and Lofton once again drives one into left field. It drops in front of Lanzilli, and here we go again. Fayetteville, for the third straight inning, has the leadoff man aboard.
Long second started with Lofton, and he's gotten a couple of pitches today at the middle of the zone and on similar swings, just kept the hands tight, dropped the barrel a bit, and pulled it out into left field. Great to see Jackson Lofton picking up the consistency as well. He was great upon his return from AAA, and you'd love to see this continue.
Seventh multi-hit game of his season, and Lofton will be tagged out trying to take second. The tough move. No, he won't. A balk has been called. A late balk has been called by home plate umpire Corey Gerber, and Lofton will be awarded second base. And now we've got a bit of an argument coming from the visiting dugout. Manager Pat Leland not happy with that call from Gerber.
You can see Gerber kind of explaining with his hand motions right now that Beutel made too much, let's call it stride or forward progress towards the plate before he threw over to first base. You'll see lefties often go with that three-quarter move where it's kind of a half and half. They said Beutel was going too far forward when he threw to first.
And they say about a 45-degree angle from first to home is that line of demarcation. Curveball to Sandro Gastone. The first official pitch of the at-bat is a called strike. Gastone followed Lofton last inning with a single of his own up the middle. And finds himself in an RBI spot. Beutel's 0-1, another good breaking ball. Kannapolis has scored 7 or more runs 3 times in the first 5 games of this series, so Fayetteville flipping the script on him on this Monday evening. Gastone pops it out towards the Avex Club, and it lands in the seats. Beutel glance over at second, Lofton. And he prompts a move towards second base, but no throw from the lefty. Utel stands at 6 feet out of Davenport, Iowa, the former Hawkeye. Lofton on the move. The pitch misses low. The dive, close play, and Lofton gets his hand in for stolen base number 28. He's 90 feet away with still nobody out.
Yeah, picks and chooses his times wisely. Beutel is giving him a little bit of attention down there at second on that spin around, and still opts to go to third.
The 1-2 to Gastone is a breaking ball, cut on and missed. And El Tanque goes down swinging. It's a second strikeout for Beutel. One out, and here's Roylon Machandy. Been a steady diet of breaking balls so far since Ben Beutel has entered the ball game, and we know Gastone has had his struggles with off-speed. Now we'll see if he has the same approach on Machandy, and the answer is yes. He starts him off with a curve down and in, and he swings over the top of it. Roylon was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat, although not an official at-bat. He is still 0-for-0 with a run scored. And he flares one, shallow left field. Lanzilli charging in. He makes the catch. Lofton will tag. He'll try to score. The throw to the plate. Gonzalez the tag. It's in time. Chris Lanzilli makes the catch out in left field and throws a strike home to get the speedy Lofton and get the Cannonballers out of the inning with no runs allowed. After all that, the Utail faces the minimum, facing the bottom third of the Woodpeckers' order. And we're on to the fourth. Still a 7-0 lead, though, for Fayetteville.
And it's time to recognize tonight's nonprofit of the night. Please welcome Fascinate You Children's Museum. Fascinate You is a nonprofit organization founded in 1994. Located in historic downtown Fayetteville, this hands-on museum has been a destination where children have been able to explore their world through creative role-playing. Built as a mini-city, Fascinate You is a fun, engaging, and educational place that promotes adventure, exploration, creativity, and joy, and leaves a lasting impression on all who visit. For more information on how you can become a nonprofit of the night, visit our fan information table on the concourse. Won't you stand up and take a bow? And when we both get older, with walking canes and hair of gray, have no fear, even though it's hard to hear. I will stand here close and say thank you for being a friend. I wanna thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Trey Dombrowski. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Cannonballers, the third baseman, number four, Mario Camilletti.
I came to for a ride to clear my head, everything.
Mario Camilletti leads it off in the fourth for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are looking to try to claw their way back into this ballgame. They trail 7-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and are looking for an answer against left-hander Trey Dombrowski, who starts off Camilletti with a curveball on the outside corner. Dombrowski gets the ball back and immediately starts his windup again, and he paints a fastball on the corner, nothing and two. Pitch number 39 from Trey is a fastball down and outside. Camilletti still with that average at a respectable 269 on the year. Drafted out of Central Michigan. Curveball down and away, and it's 2-2, and this is what he does so well. Even when he falls behind in counts, he knows to claw his way back into a favorable spot at the plate. See what Dombrowski gives him here. It's a fastball and it's skied down the left field line. Long run for Whitaker. Now Lofton coming over and he makes the catch, crossing into foul territory. It's been some nice defensive plays so far across the diamond for the Woodpeckers. You had the leaping catch last inning by Zach Cole. Lofton to end the inning made a nice throw on the run to get to Guzman, and here he starts off the fourth. A nice jogging catch out near the wall along the third base line. One down, and Wilbur Sanchez, the only man to reach base so far against Dombrowski, takes ball one. Sanchez really set the tone yesterday. Hit a ball off the left field wall, and it just bounded away, resulted in an inside the park home run. Two-run home run that got things going. That was against the debuting Carlos Espinosa. Both of those runs unearned. Espinosa would give up three total, all of them unearned in his first outing with Fayetteville. And Sanchez hits this one high in the air, left center field. The left fielder McGowan coming over, but he is called off by Cole, who makes the catch for the second out. Mm-hmm. The wind is blowing almost right to left. So not exactly behind the ball, but is pushing it towards that left field line. But Sanchez just a little bit underneath that pitch. And with two down, it's Brooks Baldwin, the designated hitter. Pitch number 45 from Dombrowski is fouled back. Seen him go to the mid-70s, so he is on a good pace so far in this outing. If he's able to get this final out, he'd have gone four-plus innings in all 15 of his outings in 2023. Sprayed foul down the right field line by Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin got yesterday off, played 2 days ago, went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts in the rain-shortened 3-2 loss for Kannapolis. Two-strike pitch and a breaking ball waved after in the dirt. Encarnacion throws down to first base to complete the strikeout. Just a second for Trey Dombrowski, but I'm sure he doesn't mind. He has gone four scoreless, hitless innings to begin his ball game, and his team, the Woodpeckers, lead 7-0 as we enter the bottom of the fourth from Segra Stadium.
And when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting.
But I'll do my best. You be my soft and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine. I'll be your shadow. Came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi.
On the mound for the Cannonballers, Ben Butel. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Ben Butel back on the mound, and he will face the Fayetteville leadoff man, Zach Cole, who bats for the third time already. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 7-0 still the lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Breaking ball chased after, and Cole down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Cole has reached base twice so far. Had a single in the first inning, and then was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Drive home a run. His team leading 44th RBI. But Cole strikes out on three pitches, and Butel picking up right where he left off in the third inning. He's done his job. He's faced only five batters out of a possible five, one down. Butel has mostly been a one-inning-at-a-time kind of pitcher this year. His longest was 3 1/3 innings a couple of weeks ago in Kinston. So he has been stretched out before, and Luis Encarnacion delivers the 8th base hit of the game for Fayetteville, a one-out single to left. So Anka picks up his first hit of the ball game. It's been 3 productive trips to the plate for him. A walk, a sacrifice fly, and now the single.
Well, with the way Encarnacion's been hitting over the last couple of weeks, he had a rare 0-for-4 yesterday. You just know after a cold day at the plate, something's coming. Immediately he feels due. And today he's had a productive sac fly. He's got on a walk, a single, so he's back to normal form.
Well, here's the man of the hour, Tyler Whitaker. 2 at-bats in his return to Segra Stadium, an RBI single and a 3-run home run. He's got Encarnacion at first, 0-1 the count. Butel look and the pitch. Breaking ball dips down low. Whitaker last playing at the end of May at the single A level. He takes a called strike two. He did get a chance to play in a few FCL games last week. And he blasted a home run on July 1st in the first inning of that ball game. Late throw over, and back with a dive is Encarnacion. And Beutel really does like to push the envelope there, going about as far as you can without committing a balk, but at times he has gone a bit too far, as indicated last inning, and trying to get Lofton off the bag. Very difficult move to pick up. 1-2, and Whitaker strikes out swinging. It's now four strikeouts for Beutel. And with two down, it'll be up to Ricardo Below, batting from the right side.
That was a pretty filthy pitch, a slider that started middle and then cut down near Whitaker's shins. That'll tie up just about any right-handed hitter, and Beutel spinning it pretty well.
It's up to 19 strikeouts now on the year in just about 17 innings. So averaging over a strikeout per frame.
It's just a really difficult delivery to pick up the release point as well. He tucks that leg after the kick and then really extends the baseball behind his back almost.
Below with a check swing, he went around. It's almost like self-defense with that curveball bearing down and in.
Plus he can throw from different arm slots. Sometimes he seems like he's a little bit more over the top on that pitch there. He was almost close to submarine. It was more than three quarters.
Very similar to a former Rays prospect that came up, Matt Moore, what really jumps out to me. Fastball misses up and away. Those lefties can be very difficult to pick up, whether you're a lefty or a righty at the plate. And Beutel strikes out the side. Wasn't fazed by the one-out single from Luis Encarnacion. He picks up his fifth strikeout in 2 1/3 innings out of the pen. And he stabilized things a little bit for the Cannonballers, who still trail 7-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as we go to the fifth from Segre.
And Hunter T-shirt toss.
She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out!
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Trey Dombrowski. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Cannonballers, the first baseman, number two, Yonaker Bettencourt.
Well, for the 15th time in 15 attempts, Trey Dombrowski has gone four innings this season. He'll try to make it a fifth as he will face the middle of the Kannapolis order. Yonaker Bettencourt takes ball one on the outside half, and to take us through the fifth and the sixth on the play-by-play, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. As a manager, a pitching coach, you love it when a plan comes together, and Trey Dombrowski almost always goes according to plan. You get at least four out of him. That is consistent. Tonight he's trying to go a little longer. 1-1 count on Bettencourt as he winds and throws pitch number 50. It's a tapper, foul, third base on deck circle, and it goes to 1-2. Bettencourt, Lanzilli, and Logan Glass, the only Kannapolis base runner so far in this 7-0 Fayetteville game. Came on a Wilbur Sanchez walk in the first inning, but a line-out double play kept Trey to facing the minimum. Here's the kick and the 1-2 pitch. Betancourt fouls it back over the screen, and it will remain 1-2. Dombrowski, as Colin alluded to earlier, has kind of been on the wrong side of some decisions. His 2-6 record does not describe the type of season it's been. As a fly ball is struck out into right center, Cole angling back into his left before the track. He stops, makes the catch in the alleyway, and there is one gone. Trey Dombrowski has now retired 11 in a row going back to the first inning. One gone in the fifth. Chris Lanzilli coming to the plate, but he's 2-6, and right now looks like he's firmly in control of grabbing his third win of the year with all this run support. But the strikeouts are a league high. Today he's using the defense behind him a little more than usual as he misses outside, 1-0. And it feels like just about time. If you take a bunch of tough luck losses, eventually that offense is going to help you out, help you grab a win. Dombrowski gets the sign out of the wind, throws the 1-0. Lanzilli takes a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1.
He's hit 90 now on the year. Something to monitor, depending on how much longer he stays in Fayetteville or if he gets promoted to Asheville. Slowly but surely working his way up the single-season strikeout list for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Slider missed outside. Yeah, you got some tough competition near the top of that all-time list. Guys who are big leaguers now, like Luis Garcia. J.P. France up there, I'm not sure.
Sean Dubin, the all-time leader, pitched yesterday for Houston.
The wind in the 2-1. Curveball missed outside, and it's 3-1 on Lanzilli.
132 strikeouts during the 2019 season. Then you have three guys from last year, Uyola, Calderon, Bautista, all second through fourth.
3-1, one strike pitch, and a breaking ball falls into the zone. Those guys you mentioned, kind of different pitchers than Trey Dombrowski, though. A lot of velocity guys in that group. Trey Dombrowski is more of a locator. He can throw that slider better than anybody and paints the fastball on the edges, but it's in the low 90s. 3-2 pitch, grounded out to third, but it'll get foul before the bag. Tyler Whitaker hugging the line was right on top of it, but it'll stay 3-2 on Lanzilli, who popped out to second base in his first at bat. Signed with the White Sox as an undrafted free agent after his career at Wake Forest and also University of Arkansas. Originally from Stoneham, Massachusetts, a 25-year-old. 3-2 again from Dombrowski, and it's fouled into the screen. That'll keep it where it is, full. Logan Glass, the six-hitter, awaiting on deck for his second trip. Lanzilli started all 59 games in his final year with the Razorbacks, slash 326 at a 424 on base and a 513 slug. Breaking ball just inside. Close pitch, he wouldn't offer. And Lanzilli draws a walk, puts an end to 11 in a row set down by Dombrowski. Lanzilli on, Logan Glass coming to the plate. Kannapolis has their second base runner, but still without a hit.
It's a brutal one for Trey. The zone had it right there firmly in there on the low inside corner. Good location, just simply didn't get the call.
Yeah, according to the data we have up here, first pitch, fly ball, deep center. Cole back on it, feeling for the wall. He gets to the track, makes the catch, and there are two gone. Logan Glass puts one to the deeper part of the park, and Zach Cole's ranged back on a couple of fly balls today and played him well near the wall. Two gone for Dombrowski on two flies to center. And here comes Drake Logan.
That's now four putouts for Zach Cole over the last seven batters. He has been busy back there.
Logan 0-1, ground out to second base. Big gap on the right side. The second baseman Lorenzo playing towards the middle. First pitch slider down and in towards the shoe tips. And it's 1-0 on Drake Logan. Logan, a 19th round selection in 2022 out of Shelton State Community College in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Dombrowski, long pause, right leg kick. His pitch is a little bit low. Popped out of Encarnacion's mitt. It was a fastball, and it's 2-2 and no strikes. Logan actually intended to transfer to the University of Alabama going into 2023, but he opted to turn pro when he was drafted. He was a really good ball player at Shelton State. and had gotten a chance to play in the SEC right there in Tuscaloosa. He batted 365 over 53 games in his final season at Shelton State.
Him and Colby Smelly, college teammates.
He swung through a high fastball. Now Dombrowski's 2-1 look to first and kick home. A foul ball struck into the netting, and it is 2-2. So Dombrowski, one strike away from closing down five hitless innings tonight. And it's not an uncommon occurrence for him. It would be the second time that he's done so after he pitched five perfect innings in May here at home against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Dombrowski leans over that right shoulder, peers in, gets the sign from Encarnacion. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and a fly ball hit well. Right center field, Cole drifting back. This is trouble. It is gone. A two-run home run by Drake Logan. Just his second of the year. And it gets Kannapolis on the board, 7-2. It's the one thing that's caused Trey a little bit of trouble this year, the home run ball. It's the ninth home run he's surrendered in the season. And call it announcer jinx, if you will. It will not be five. No hit innings for Dombrowski. 7-2 the score as Logan goes deep to right center field.
That was a fastball that just caught too much of the plate. Dombrowski going for that payoff attack pitch, and Logan was waiting on it, drove it the other way nicely, and able to get Kannapolis on the run column and the hit column board.
Yeah, if you're the Kannapolis dugout, you're looking for swings like that. You need multi-run home runs, things that can chip away in chunks at what was a 7-0 deficit. Now a 5-run Fayetteville lead. Pitch miss low to Juan Gonzalez, and it is 2-0. Gonzalez up for a second time, flat out to center field his first time up. Here comes the wind 2-0 pitch, and he swings and lines it hard on a one-hop by the dive of Lofton. It's short and out into left center field. McGowan quickly picks up and throws back to the infield, but Kannapolis finding some barrels here in the fifth. Juan Gonzalez with a hard hit ball on the left side. That came off the bat at 100 miles an hour.
And that 3-2 pitch he had to, really it's been the difference in this has been two 3-2 pitches. The one to Chris Lanzilli, didn't get the call on the curveball down and in, ends up putting Lanzilli on base. He had the fly out in between. Then a 3-2 pitch that he left over the plate against Drake Logan, driven out of the ballpark, and there's your two runs right there that Trey's given up on an otherwise very strong outing.
So big contributions at the bottom of the order. Logan, the two-run home run, and Juan Gonzalez trying to stretch the only offensive inning so far for Kannapolis. You know, yesterday it was the Cannonballers that carried this big stretch into the fifth. They retired 13 straight Woodpeckers to begin the game until Fayetteville finally got a base hit. And similar again today, Trey Dombrowski, he set down 12 of the first 13 he faced, and now Kannapolis broken through in the fifth inning. It's Christopher DeGuzman, the nine-hitter. And after a meeting on the mound with Zach Wilkins, he takes a slider for strike one. That Fayetteville bullpen is working. There's a right-hander starting to throw with Dombrowski's pitch count at an even 70. Two outs in the inning, 7-2 Fayetteville. Here's the pitch. And that runs up and outside. Encarnacion pump takes a throw but holds on to it, and it's 1-1. New line scores, two runs, two hits, and one error for Kannapolis. Seven runs on eight base hits. And no errors. The big swing today, a three-run home run by Tyler Whitaker. And here's a line drive pushed out into center. That has some top spin on it, and it's down. Cole picks it up, throws onto the infield, and another two-out hit. Back-to-back singles by the 8-9 hitters. First and second, two away. Mario Camaletti is scheduled. Trey Dombrowski is hoping to complete five and be eligible for his third winning decision. Ricky Rivera went to the top step for a moment, but he's going to hang in the dugout like he was exchanging just a couple of words with Dombrowski, and maybe this will be his last chance facing Camaletti, who he's retired two times. First pitch to the lefty is a slider that works to the outside and is called a strike. The zone might have expanded a little bit there for Trey, but he'll take it. Ahead of Camaletti, a very patient hitter who leads the Carolina League in walks. Here's the kick in the 0-1. Camilletti grounds it softly towards second base. Lorenzo charging forward, scoops with two hands, goes to first, and Trey Dombrowski has completed five. Drake Logan, though, gives Kannapolis a swing they've needed. A two-run home run out to right center, his second of the year. And our score, it's the Woodpeckers 7, the Cannonballers 2, as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Jake Wydahl recently arrived from AIT. PFC Wydahl currently serves as a combat medic in the 82nd Airborne Division. PFC Wydahl is from Murrieta, California, and enjoys fishing and hiking. He is currently excited to start his career and most looking forward to eventually attending paramedic school and getting to know his fellow battle buddies. Fans, let's hear it for PFC Wydahl. Thank you for your service.
And they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to...
Back on the mound for the Cannonballers, Ben Butel. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It is the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Woodpeckers lead big today, 7-2, but Kannapolis has gotten on the board. First pitch swinging from Ben Butel to Dory Lorenzo is back to the mound. Butel picks it up and does all the work himself, hustles over to first, gets the out, and there's one gone as Garrett McGowan comes up to the plate. Well, here on Monday night, we always have our nonprofit of the night out at Segra Stadium, and today we have Fascinate You Children's Museum out at the ballpark. They have a table set up down the first baseline, and joining us here in the booth is the executive director of Fascinate You Children's Museum, Amanda Jekyll. Amanda, welcome up to the broadcast booth. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this your first time out at Segra Stadium, or have you been to some Woodpeckers games before?
We come to plenty of Woodpecker games, but nothing up here, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, you get to see the broadcast view for the first time.
Yeah.
As Garrett McGowan takes a pitch inside. You said a little warm down there, right? But you guys have the table that's finally shaded a little bit. And what are you guys doing over there at the table today? What are you handing out?
Yeah, so we have a brochure for like our summer events going on, but they can also make a little freedom ring. So it has ribbons and bells so they can cheer on at any parades or even tonight's fireworks so they can cheer on the team.
Yeah, big show coming up post-game as McGowan swings and taps one foul. So let our listeners know who are tuning in a little bit more about Fascinate You Children's Museum. When were you founded? Where are you located? And what can folks expect when they walk through the front doors of the museum?
Yeah, so we opened at our downtown location in 1999, and we have over 20 hands-on exhibits. It is all designed for kids under about 12 years old to come in and develop a love of learning. That is our main goal, is to have kids have that spark of imagination and creativity and just want to learn more. So we have science and art programs, and it's all about, you know, using their imagination, playing with other kids, getting used to being on stage, different things like that. So we have costumes and hands-on everything.
Jackson Lofton steps into the right side after Garrett McGowan struck out. Two outs and nobody on base with Fayetteville leading 7-2. I flash back to my childhood, and I can remember going to children's museums in my hometown, and there were things like fire trucks that you could climb on. There were fake newsstands as a pitch is grounded up the middle towards second base. It's picked and thrown over to first, and that'll end the inning. And here I'm a broadcaster now, so
yes,
maybe that had some sort of an impact on me. Is that similar, though, to what you can expect when you go
exactly.
to the Children's Museum?
We have both of those. We have a firehouse. We have a news station. You can be a postman. We have a stage with costumes. We're about to have a new exhibit that is focused on auto repair. Mm-hmm. So they can fix up, like put tires on the car, change the lights, change the license plates, and work on the engine. And then in the fall, we'll also have a vet because we have doctor's office and a dentist, but we're getting a vet office now too.
We'll keep it here in between the innings, fast top of the fifth with Amanda Jekyll, who's the executive director of Fascinate You Children's Museum. They are our nonprofit of the night, joining us here at Segra Stadium tonight. So I've seen the museum is designed, and I haven't stepped in myself, but to the descriptions, designed as a mini city almost for kids. So describe that a little bit more, a mini city when kids are running through the museum.
Yeah, so it's set up where we have a black carpet throughout the middle that's supposed to look like a street.
Uh-huh.
And so as you go through our city, you'll see our grocery store, you'll see the courthouse, the post office, and you can deliver the mail to the different businesses that are throughout the city. There's a schoolhouse, all sorts of things, and so it's all a big circle, so you can kind of work your way back around, you know. I want to go back to the grocery store. I forgot the bread, you know, things like that.
That's right. Yep, I can remember that one as well as a kid at a children's museum. I was like the clerk and scanning the vegetables and the...
It is definitely our... That and the diner are our most popular. Kids pretending to cook meals or shopping to cook the meals in the diner.
Imagination is part of it. Creativity, social interaction. What else would you say are some of the benefits of young kids just getting to experience those types of things in a mini city type of field?
Yeah, so it really hits home on all of the social development that you need. So your hand-eye coordination along with just using your imagination to better your critical thinking. So a lot of it is critical thinking and problem solving are kind of the main things we try to hit on while they're there just to get them to think through problems or scenarios most likely.
Sure, sure. Getting ready to start at the bottom of the fifth here. After the Woodpeckers, or top of the sixth, rather, after the Woodpeckers went down quietly in the bottom of the fifth inning, Fayetteville leading 7-2 and turning to a new right-handed arm. Manuel Urias is taking over for Trey Dombrowski. And he faces off against Wilbur Sanchez to begin this sixth inning. Trey going five innings, a two-run baseball today, only run given up on the Drake Logan home run. Sanchez takes a strike, and it is nothing in one. Of course, we're in the summer right now, heat of summer, and school is out. So as you mentioned briefly there, there are some summer programs, and I'm sure you see a lot more kids coming to the museum around this type of time of year. Tell me a little bit about your summer programs and how parents can get their kids involved.
Yeah, so we have summer camps that you can sign your kids up. We have both art and science camps throughout the summer for school-age kids through fifth grade. And then we also have like weekend programming and one-off programming. Right now we do, once a month, we do a program at the Cape Fear Botanical Gardens, and they come to us once a month as well. That's free with our admission that you pay. So we have a lot of fun things going on throughout the summer. Check our website. It has all sorts of fun information on how you can stay connected with us.
What's generally the max capacity, I guess, or the certain number of kids that can be in one camp at a time?
Yeah, so our camps, we keep our camps pretty small per class. So it's 10 kids in a class, but there's two classes happening each day. So we have 20 kids total each day, and they last a week. And we have two more weeks of those, and then we have some preschool ones, 2 weeks of preschool camps
okay.
as well.
Okay, so the age range is from preschool all the way up until?
Fifth grade?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brooks Baldwin is up to the plate. Switch hitting, batting from the left side. Inning starts with a Wilbur Sanchez walk, so he's on with nobody out. 7-2 Fayetteville leading. Runner on the go to second. Fastball up and outside. Throw down and just not in time. Close, but Sanchez and his speed get him down to second base with Amanda Jekyll here in the broadcast booth from our nonprofit of the night, Fascinate You Children's Museum. I think you mentioned it briefly with the new upcoming exhibit with auto mechanics, but again, you have one upcoming this month and another in the fall, if you want to detail those a little bit more for the listeners.
Yes. So July 16th, our auto mechanic shop will open. And then September 8th, our new veterinarian station will open where you can take care of all the different stuffed animals. And we decided to go a little more animal hospital, so we didn't just stick to home pets. So we'll have some exotic animals that you can take care of as well.
Right. The veterinary one is a good one. A lot of kids out there want to become vets, work with animals.
Yeah, and that one really shows compassion and teaches kids how to think of not just themselves, but to also how to care for somebody else or something else as well.
Swinging a foul back by Betancourt, and it's 0-1. And the last thing, Amanda, for you is just where folks, I know tonight you said you're handing out information down the first base line. Anyone tuned into the park tonight want to go check out the table. But social media, website, things like that, where can folks find a little bit more information about the camps and about the museum in general if they are scanning online?
Yes, we have both a Facebook and Instagram under FascinateU. And then also we have a website, which is fascinate-u.com. And we keep it up to date with all of our fun happenings throughout the month.
All right. This is a total flashback for me, like I said, to my childhood. Don't be surprised if I wind up
on the fire
truck at some point.
Yeah, come on down. We'd love to have you.
Amanda Jekyll, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of your night out at Segra Stadium.
Thank you for having us.
Pitch down and inside to Chris Lanzilli. Another thanks to Amanda from Fascinate U Children's Museum out here at the ballpark tonight. One run has come home for Kannapolis on that sacrifice fly from Brooks Baldwin. So one out, base is clear. Here's the pitch from Urias, and Lanzilli gets under it. A high arcing fly out into right. Machandi drifting over to his right, and he makes the catch. The inning comes to a close. So Urias off the mound, he gives up the one run on the sac fly, and we go to the home sixth with Fayetteville on top, 7-3.
Hutchins Law Firm has served this community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, John and Rhonda Schweitzer. Congratulations. I see you cool as a fan. This Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 38, Oriel Castro. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 47, Sandro Gaston.
Sandro Gaston leads off the bottom of the sixth inning, fouls the ball in between his feet in the right side, and it is strike one. Kannapolis has scored three unanswered tonight since going down 7-0. It's 7-3 Woodpeckers. They got two in the fifth, one more in the sixth on a sack fly from Jonaker Betancourt. Now Gaston, Machandi, and Zach Cole to bat in the inning. Corey Gerber shaking up a little bit by a pitch as it goes to 1-1. Oriel Castro takes over. He is 0-2 this season with a 9.95 ERA. Only his fifth game tonight for Kannapolis and fourth out of the bullpen. Here's his pitch home. It is outside. 2-1, that is, on Gaston. This year with Kannapolis, he's gone 6 1/3 combined innings, giving up 7 earned runs, only one home run, along with 8 walks and 10 strikeouts. Gaston shoots one on the ground sharply to short. Sanchez scuffles with it, spins around, throws to first. Close play, not in time. It'll go down as an error, fielding error on Wilbur Sanchez. He got on top of that ball quick after knocking it down and even made the play close, but Sandro Gaston able to hustle it out. And it goes as an E6. First fielding error, or second fielding error today for Kannapolis. One by the outfield, one from the infield. Leadoff man on for Royland Muchondi. And the first pitch, bounce softly to third. Charging in towards the grass, Camaletti has to rush a throw to first. Not in time. Another hustle play up the first baseline. Muchondi, one of the speediest guys on this club, with one big lunge, sprints out an infield single. Two on, nobody out. Stone to second.
He really is.
Now he's going to third. The play wasn't dead. They throw to third, and Gastone is tagged out. Looked like the play was dead, and Gastone tried to sprint to third as the pitcher Castro was showing him his numbers. Ricky Rivera, though, almost looks a little confused over at third base, like maybe he thought the play was dead. I don't think Sandra was trying to hand off any gear, but that was an odd sequence.
Yeah, I certainly missed that one as well. All of a sudden, you just see Gastone between second and third base, and an abrupt out number one for Fayetteville after getting two on.
Well, Muchondi on the move. Here's a throw down to second on a one hop. The tag by Sanchez, not in time. Nice play by Sanchez to dive in front of the bag, pick the one hop, and drop a tag, but Muchondi got the right hand in there. So after the leading runner, Gastone thrown out on a bizarre play between second and third, Muchondi gets himself into scoring position. Fayetteville stays aggressive. Zach Cole bats with one out. Fourth time up for Cole. He's singled and been hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. That tallied him his 44th RBI of the year, and he's also scored a pair of runs each time he's reached. Slider missed high. It is one ball and one strike on Cole. Muchondi, a fairly short leadoff of second as the pitch is line foul into the screen off the end of the bat. Cole reaching twice today is up to season on base percentage to .409. Learned today that he was named by the Houston Astros as their minor league player of the month. It's something that's voted on by coaches and player development personnel. Line drive pulled up the right field side. That's down for a fair ball and all the way into the corner. Cole hustling to second as Muchondi scores. Now he wants three. Throw goes to second. Sanchez fires to third. He is in with a stand-up triple. Cole grabs the extra base. Logan a little slow to get up with it and right. Kind of a casual throw to second base. Kannapolis thought they'd held Cole to an easy double, but he gets greedy and grabs another triple. He extends his team high.
Yeah, that's number five for him on the year, just one shy of the league lead. And that's just game-changing speed that Zach Cole brings to the table. He has the power, and anything down the line, you always got to be worried that he's going to try to turn it into three.
Encarnacion hits it sharply to the plate in second baseman. De Guzman fields with a backhand at the cut of the grass. Looks Cole back to third and throws at Encarnacion at first for the second out. Of course, that Gastone tag down at third, significant. Difference from a 8-3 game where it's currently at a 9-3 game, but good news is Fayetteville stopped the bleeding after three runs by Kannapolis. They get one back. Here's Tyler Whitaker, and the first pitch sails up and outside. Oriel Castro's jersey is kind of falling out of his pants right now. It's getting a little untucked. He might have to tuck the uni back in as he sets the belt. Here's the 1-0, and he misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. And the home plate umpire will ask for time and tell Castro, there we go, to tuck in the front of the uniform. And he fixes up the fashion and focuses back in on Whitaker. 2-0. Whitaker with a big return today. 2-for-3 with 4 RBIs. Grounds this out to short. Should end the inning as Sanchez collects, throws over to first, gets Whitaker, and closes the sixth. But the Woodpeckers get a run back on a Zach Cole hustle triple. He drives in Royal Muchondi for his 45th RBI of the year, and it's 8-3. Fayetteville going to the seventh on Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bobcat of Fayetteville is the official sponsor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Field Crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. Do you want to play along during our next fan game? Well, scan the QR code on the board to check in and play. For the Woodpeckers, Manuel Urias. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Cannonballers, the center fielder, number 7, Logan Glass.
Top 7 of the Woodpeckers get a run back. They're up 8-3. Manuel Urias back out on the mound. Gets a strike by Logan Glass. And to take you through the play-by-play in the seventh, let's send it back to Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. Urias picking up where Trey Dombrowski left off after 5 innings of 2-run ball. Gave up the 1 run in the top of the 6th on the sack fly from Jonaker Betancourt. Count 1-1 on Logan Glass, who has flown out twice thus far. And Urias winds and fires. Change up right there. Strike 2. Urias entering this ball game has gone 3-0 this year, with a 3.86 earned run average. This is 15th outing with the Woodpeckers, and he gets Logan Glass to swing through a breaking ball, and he picks up strikeout number 1. And he set down 4 in a row since that leadoff walk to Wilbur Sanchez, who scored on the sack fly. And up comes Drake Logan, who's had the big swing so far in this game for Kannapolis, a 2-run home run off of Dombrowski in the 5th. Took it the opposite field out to right center. There was very little doubt left behind it. It's blown away by a fastball from Urias. Nothing in 1. Win today, and the Woodpeckers secure another split against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in a series. Logan chases one in the dirt, nothing in 2. They split their last series, 3 games apiece on the road at Atrium Health Ballpark. That was about a month ago. And they will still play 6 more out in Kannapolis, the final road series on the schedule for Fayetteville, late August, early September, before they wrap up their season at home with 6 against Charleston River Dogs. 0-2 pitch, and Urias paints the outside corner with 93 back-to-back strikeouts to begin the 7th for the Mexican-born right-hander. We saw a strong outing from Urias at the start of the week on Wednesday. Went 3 2/3, gave up just the 1 earned run on 1 hit, 3 walks, and he struck out half a dozen. Just did not get the run support. He and Dombrowski did not. That has certainly been a different case on this Sunday afternoon. Monday afternoon. Juan Gonzalez takes ball 1 down and outside. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout. Urias is 1-0. That one's in there. It's been a lot of home runs hit, obviously, today in Fayetteville with Whitaker, but by former Woodpeckers up and down the Houston Astros system, more specifically out at McCormick Field in Asheville as time is called. It's been a home run derby. First inning home run for Jacob Melton, who hit his 14th of the year. Logan Cerny hit his 10th in the second. And later on, Ryan Clifford hit his 10th in. Freddy's Nova, who never did play for the Woodpeckers, hit a grand slam for the Asheville Tourists. 1-2 on Gonzalez. They lead it 12-2 in their series finale over the Greenville Drive. Nick Swanson making his single, his high A debut, rather. And he went as the pitch is fouled off to the right. He ended up going 4 2/3, just shy of being eligible for the victory. Only 2 runs allowed on 4 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and the lone home run surrendered. So big shout out to Nick Swanson in his first high A start. Breaking ball left outside by Gonzalez. Brian DePaula following for him. And then Michael Knorr now in the game. Another former 2023 Fayetteville Woodpecker. And another Woodpecker just added another home run as I was talking about all that. 2-2 is fouled off. Freddy Guillamo with his first high A home run. A 3-run blast makes it 15-2. Asheville over the high A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, the Drive.
Good to see Asheville put up some big numbers like that after a tough series. Tough start to the second half. I mean, that can wake him up.
Ground ball up the middle. Lofton to his left. Throw to below in time. A 1-2-3 top of the seventh for Manuel Urias. It was set down 6 in a row. We go to the bottom half. Still an 8-3 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We'll be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Struthers seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take, sing a little louder. Cracker Jacks. So it's Root Peckers. Sing it loud. At the old, atta boy, Peckers, atta boy.
There's a place you can go, I said, young man. When you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time.
Let's spell it really loud. Come on.
Y-M-C-A. It's fun to stay at the Y-M-C-A. They have
on the mound for the Cannonball is Oleo Castro. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 9, Ricardo Belleau.
Ricardo Belleau leads it off in the bottom of the seventh against the left-hander Oriel Castro. Misses with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball down and in. Castro, the third arm used by Kannapolis manager Patrick Leland. You got 3 1/3 strong innings out of Ben Beutel as Belleau hits it third, stretching off the bag. Betancourt is able to dig it out for the first out. Tough day at the office for Ricardo Belleau, moves to 0-4. And with one away, in steps Dory Lorenzo. But Beutel goes 3 1/3 innings. No runs allowed, 2 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts as he ties a season-long outing. Continues to lower that ERA, which is well below 1 already coming into today. First pitch fouled off by Dari. And that ERA now below 0.5 for Beutel, 0.49 on the year. Quickly becoming one of the more reliable relievers in the Carolina League. 0-1 pitch, and Lorenzo lunges back away from a fastball. Dar today is 1-3 ground out that brought home a run in the first. He then singled in the second before grounding out again in the fifth. And he sends a towering pop-up heading towards our direction. Gonzalez gives it a look, and it lands right above us on the roof. 1-2. Nice 3rd of July crowd here at Segra. Likely to be one of the biggest ones we've seen this year in downtown Fayetteville. Pitch taken low by Lorenzo. Garrett McGowan waiting on deck as Castro comes to the belt exclusively from the stretch. And Lorenzo stays alive with another foul ball. Houston Astros won a thriller earlier today, game in which they lost a 10-2 lead against the Texas Rangers. Breaking ball up and outside to fill the count. The Astros lost that lead in the bottom of the eighth inning where Texas took an 11-10 lead on Houston before back-to-back RBI doubles got the Astros the victory as Lorenzo lines one past the dive of the second baseman to Guzman into right field, and he has his second single of the afternoon. But in the top of the ninth in Arlington, it was a game-tying double off the bat of Jose Abreu at a three-hit game the night before to even the score at 11. And then Chaz McCormick, former Buies Creek Astro, the go-ahead RBI double. Ryan Pressly came on, got the three-out save, and gave Houston 2 out of 3 against the top team in the West, the Rangers. Fastball, called a strike on the inside corner to McGowan.
Yeah, I know the Astros have had their offensive struggles this year. Jose Abreu has been a big part of that, but not too late for him to start looking like his former Chicago White Sox self and really help out their lineup.
Popped up left side, making his way over is Camaletti, but he watches it sail over the netting. Speaking of the White Sox, they are off today, but won an 8-7 game over the Oakland Athletics out in California yesterday to wrap up that series. McGowan fouls that one straight back. They will return to action tomorrow as they are back in the Windy City to host the Toronto Blue Jays for 3 games. We'll follow that up with a home series against St. Louis Cardinals, who the Astros played earlier in the week. 0-2 pitch, and McGowan leaves a breaking ball outside. 8 runs on 11 hits for the Woodpeckers. No errors in the field, 3 runs on 3 hits and 2 blunders defensively for Kannapolis. Short lead off of first for Lorenzo, and McGowan tags this one. Out to center field, Glass gives it a run, and he makes the catch. The couple of steps to spare in front of the warning track for allowed out number 2. Fired back in quickly to leave Lorenzo at first base. And now Jackson Lofton will step in search of his 3rd hit of the ball game.
Yeah, just tough break for McGowan. 1-0-2 coming off the bat. Fly ball that was 371. That's a round tripper. If you pull it a little more to right center field, where it's about 357, but out to the deepest part of the park.
And Lofton hits this one well out to left center field. Glass going back in, and again, he makes the catch just in front of the fence. A couple of well-hit balls here in the 7th, but nothing to show for it for Fayetteville. However, they take an 8-3 lead into the top of the 8th. 6 outs away from securing a split over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll be right back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's 2022. While you may not see him, Steve and his service dog, Coda, serve in the press box recording game stats. Today is Steve and Coda's last Woodpeckers game, and we wish them the best in their future. Fans, let's hear it for Steve and Coda. Thank you for your time and dedication to the Woodpeckers. There's no stopping us, undefeated. No doubt we can't. Repeat after me, attaboy. Oh, this
counting my losses up as wins. Cause Jesus repeating, beating my sins. Nah, the boy ain't talking about rings. Ain't worried about the bling. I've been crowned by the king. March madness cutting down the nets while I'm marching past my past with no regrets. And I'm steady looking to the hills like the weekend. In my weakness, grace is sufficient.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Manuel Urias.
Manuel Urias back to the hill. Six outs left to get for Fayetteville, trying to secure a series split against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 8-3 the score. The nine-hitter, Christopher DeGuzman, steps in. And to take us through the conclusion on the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. First pitch of the inning popped up right side of the infield. Dari Lorenzo waving his arms, and he's got it for out number one. Manuel Urias has retired five in a row. He gave up a sac fly. Hasn't allowed a hit since he came on in the sixth inning for Trey Dombrowski. Trey today going five innings, two-run ball. Gave up the two-run home run to Drake Logan. Back to the top of the baller's order, and Mario Camilletti, first pitch to the left-handed bat, is taken for a strike. I have to start keeping track, but I don't know if I've ever saw Mario Camilletti swing at a first pitch. Here comes the 0-1 home, and this is popped up over our booth and out of play. Next pitch inside to Camilletti, and it's one ball and two strikes. Camilletti today has gone 0-for-3 with a fly to right and also a pop out to short. He grounded out to second his last time up. 1-2 the count, and here comes the wind, the kick, and the offer. It's down in the dirt and knocked away by Encarnacion. That hit him flush in the forearm. So two balls and two strikes. Really a back-and-forth series where Kannapolis took the first couple of games. Then we worked our way through some of the rain, and Fayetteville was able to even up the series 2-2. Kannapolis with the blowout yesterday, and now the Woodpeckers with a commanding lead tonight. 11 base hits and a swing and a foul backwards. Entering into today, Fayetteville had a 6-11 record against Kannapolis. But it's felt like a closer series where there have been a lot of close games and late leads that have flipped around. Two teams in the South Division that will see more of each other later on in the second half. Two balls, two strikes as Manuel Urias looks over the glove, winds, kicks, and throws. And Camilletti checks his swing, didn't go. On an outside changeup, full count, 3-2.
Yeah, the difference really was so far in this season series. Been Kannapolis taking 5-6 at Segra Stadium in the first series, and a lot of it was just Fayetteville offense having trouble getting going.
3-2 is high, and Mario Camilletti draws the walk. He gets on base for the first time tonight. Hands off the bat and the guards to the bat boy and strolls up the first baseline. Now bring up Wilbur Sanchez.
And the thing is for Fayetteville, if they want to be a contender in this second half title, they've certainly got to get these wins against division opponents. They've struggled quite a bit against the South this year, have had a lot more success against the North.
First pitch home to Sanchez is taken for a strike, thigh high on the inner half, 0-1.
Coming into today, 14-27 against division rivals.
And they'll play a lot of the North again. They'll finish with more games against the North than against the South at the end of the second half. They played an even split in the first half. Here's the 0-1. And a belt high fastball, a little above the belt rather, is called a strike. And Wilbur Sanchez thought it was high. Nothing and two on Sanchez, who had the inside the park home run yesterday. Royla Machandi had one for Fayetteville a couple of nights ago as well. A rare series where each dugout has an inside the park homer. It was good for Sanchez's second of the year. Big gap on the right side. Lorenzo towards the middle trying to turn two. Here's the pitch from Urias. It's down to the dirt. Kicks off to the left of Enka. And Camilletti will hustle down to second base. Wild pitch on an Urias breaking ball. Sanchez has been on twice today with walks, but he's 0-for-1 with a fly to center, looking for his first base hit. 8-3 Fayetteville in the top of the eighth. One out, man at second. Urias the shoulders, pitches, and he delivers strike three right on the outside border. Yet Sanchez looking for out number two. And the third strikeout for Urias.
And really, outside of that tough blown save that Manuel Urias had in Zebulon last month, he's been as reliable as virtually anybody in relief this year for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He finally got a chance to start his first game earlier this week, and you can tell he's making the most of it. Every single outing, he looks more and more composed, and that command has been building better and better the more time he's spent with the Woodpeckers.
Now it's Brooks Baldwin. First pitch down to the dirt. Kicks way off to the first base side. Runner gets to third. Camaletti takes a big turn of the bag but holds. Encarnacion had that kick off, I think, the left shin guard, and it took an awkward bounce on him all the way towards the first base on deck circle, almost halfway up the first baseline. And Urias sprinted off of the mound to recover and probably saved a run in doing so. So 1-0 on Brooks Baldwin, who today has gone 0-for-3 with a line-out double play, a strikeout, and a grounder to second. Third baseman Whitaker plays shallow, 1-0 pitch, and Baldwin swings through. Baldwin might be trying to get the timing intact again after he came off the injured list earlier this week. The 2022 Colonial Athletic Association Player of the Year. 2-2, 1-1 make it, and Baldwin pulls the head, fouls it back, and it's 1-2.
It's kind of been the theme, though, for Kannapolis. Get a guy back with Baldwin, just as you do, you end up putting another guy on the injured list in Joanna Bill-Loriano. It's just been that kind of month for the Cannonballers. Can't buy a break with the injury gods.
Three homers, 25 RBIs on the year for Baldwin, the former UNC Wilmington ball player. 1-2 pitch. And he swings and hits it well along the left field line, opposite field. McGowan drifting over into the corner, and that one is gone. It tucks inside of the pole, lands inside the Kannapolis bullpen, and the Ballers aren't done yet. Two-run home run will get this to a three-run game. It is 8-5. Brooks Baldwin hits his fourth home run of the year, and off of the bat, you weren't sure. It looked like a ball that was going to be catchable for McGowan in the left field corner, but he slowed his run and it just tucked underneath the foul pole. Betancourt coming up.
Just good extension. Opposite field power shown off. It's a big reason why the White Sox are high on Baldwin, and just did enough to get that over the wall. At the very least, it was going to land in fair territory and be extra bases, but just enough to sneak over that yellow line.
A 1 count on Betancourt as Urias delivers, and he missed down and in. Ball went through the glove of Encarnacion. It's the second two-run home run tonight for Kannapolis. Drake Logan ended the scoreless game for Kannapolis in the fifth with a two-run shot. That made it 7-2 at the time. And now Kannapolis with their second two-run blast, making life a little uneasy on Urias as he gets a swing and a foul tip from Betancourt. Gets to 1-2.
This Kannapolis team that comes into today third in the Carolina League in home runs. Of course, you lose Tim Elko, you lose a lot of that power. But this week, seen other guys step up with some power. Loriano, Betancourt, and now today ends up being both Drake Logan and Brooks Baldwin.
Here's a pop fly that will end the inning below Colin Ford at first. Secures with two hands. And that'll close the eighth. But another two runs come across. You cancel out the first two innings of this game. And Kannapolis has led Fayetteville 5-1 over the last five and a half. But it's still Fayetteville leading by three. 8-5 the score as the home eighth is coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
QR code on the board to play along with Doug and our contestant for Made in America. Take it away, TP.
Thank you, sir. It's time for Made in America. I'm here with 15-year-old Kendall, who goes to Cape Fear, right? Okay. And I already told her if she gets all three of them wrong, she's being deported. She can choose Canada or Mexico. She chose Mexico. So, all right, play along. Are you ready?
No.
Okay, she says no, but we're doing it. That's a cookie, chocolate chip to be exact. Was that made in America, was that invented here?
Yes.
She says yes. Is she correct? Yes. All right, she doesn't have to be deported. All right, number two. Ooh, a hot dog. Was a hot dog made in America?
Yes.
Oh, she said yes. I heard some no's. Is she correct? Oh, it was not. I'm guessing Germany, right? Okay, last but not least, here we go. A stoplight, right? Green, yellow, red. Was that invented in America? Yes or no?
Yes.
Kendall says yes. Is she correct? Yes! Kendall gets to stay in America. Kendall, look in that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers, and happy birthday, America.
Go, Peckers, and happy birthday, America.
That's right.
Fans, this Cannonballers pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Cannonballers, number 13, Billy Seidel. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter.
Kannapolis puts two on the board in the top of the eighth inning. Woodpeckers still lead 8-5, and now right-hander Billy Seidel trying to keep this three-run game where it is. He gets a strike by the swing of Sandro Gastone to begin the inning. Billy Seidel usually on for save opportunities for the Cannonballers, but today his team trails by three. He misses low on the pitch, and it's 1-1. Seidel is the Carolina League saves leader, 9-11 opportunities. 3-1 record and a 4.71 ERA over 25 games. He's pitched more games than any other Carolina League arm. Today being number 26, misses down and outside with a slider, 2-1. 28 strikeouts over 28 2/3. He's given up 15 earned runs, which you love, no home runs, and 18 walks. Missed outside again with a breaking ball. 3-1 as Gastone's ahead. Roland Machandi is on deck, and then Zach Cole in the hole, the 8-9-1 of the Woodpeckers order, who've only scored one run since the third inning. That was in the sixth. 3-1 pitch, and a tapper at the plate is foul. Got a piece of Gastone exiting the box, and count fills up 3-2. So you thought first couple innings tonight we might be rolling towards a Woodpeckers blowout, but here in the late stages, they're glad to have each of those extra insurance runs. Kannapolis has hit a pair of two-run home runs and a sac fly as well. They've outscored Fayetteville 5-1 since the third inning. Seidel misses low on the payoff pitch, and Sandro Gastone will strut down to first, a leadoff walk. Something Fayetteville's been able to do a whole lot today, put leadoff batters on base. Fifth time they've done it in eight innings. And Royal Machandi at the bottom of the order stepping in. Billy Seidel originally out of Duke. Former teammates with Joey Loperfido with that Duke program that won the ACC a couple of tournaments ago. He gets a first pitch fastball by Machandi, 0-1. 15th round pick after 2022, and he originally is from Needham, Massachusetts. Went to St. Sebastian's High School. Here's the 0-1, and Machandi chases a slider low and away, overextended.
Really good hockey school, St. Sebastian's up in Massachusetts.
Get a lot of D1 players coming out of there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Imagine all the UMass, Boston College, all them recruiting out of there. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Machandi fouls it back. It was a fastball riding up and in on him. Just got a piece of it to stay alive.
To be fair, almost any high school you go out in the Bay State's likely going to have a couple of D1 guys coming out of there, especially the private schools, the prep school circuit in New England specifically, second to none. I guess second only to Minnesota if you had to pick another state.
Right. Seidel down to the belt ahead of Machandi, 0-2. Left leg kick and the pitch. Machandi swings and lines it out into the left. This will stay up for Lanzilli. He takes a step in from his position and grabs it at the shoulders for the first out. Machandi flies to left for the second time tonight. He'll drop to 1-3. And back to the top of the order, Zach Cole gets an opportunity to hit for a fifth time.
Obviously, the story has been Tyler Whitaker and his four RBIs in his return, but just another ho-hum couple RBIs, triple, a single for Zach Cole in the leadoff spot.
Chopper up the middle, and that skips through. Out into center field as Gastone goes to second, stops there. Zach Cole with a three-hit day. On for a fourth time. And runners at first and second with one out for Seidel. Two singles and a triple for Cole. This is the seventh time this year that the Woodpeckers are seeing Billy Seidel. He pitched against them three times in the series back in May that was here, and then once earlier in the week on June 28th. That was the series opener, and he went a scoreless inning. Encarnacion takes a strike to begin the AB, 0-1. Also, that was not a save opportunity for him. This is his fourth straight outing where he's not been trying for a save. His last save chance came on June 15th. On the road against Down East. 0-1. And a slider missed outside. Throw up the first baseline. And it's 1-1.
That single, by the way, for Cole. His 62nd hit of the season. Now tied with Narbe Cruz for the team lead.
They got Whitaker back today. They're hoping Narbe Cruz is that final piece inserted back into the order that can really round out this lineup going into the All-Star break. Wave and a miss at a slider outside. It goes to 1-2 on Encarnacion. Seidel, one of those pitchers that has a defined role at the back end of the bullpen when the ballers need high leverage outs, but he's also used liberally just whenever they need to keep games close as well. 1-2. And he sticks the bat out. One hops it back to the mound. Seidel fields, goes to second, but the throw is offline. DeGuzman backed up the play. He was in the right spot. Otherwise, it would have been going to center. And Gastone makes it down to third. Now, although he backed up the play, Seidel still should likely get an error here.
Yep.
For throwing off target and not getting it out.
That's one of the toughest plays to make in baseball, is a pitcher trying to turn two. Maybe in that situation with one out, Seidel was better off just taking the sure out at first base. Instead, you load the bases for a man that's been seeing the ball exceptionally today.
It will be a fielder's choice for Encarnacion. And Tyler Whitaker, who is driven in four, now has three standing on the bases. With one out, Seidel at the chest throws, and Whitaker takes down and inside at the knees. Was assessed a pitch clock violation in the second inning as he was stepping into the plate. First pitch was a strike to him, and he was in an 0-2 count. Then he clobbered a deep home run onto the left field wall, or left field berm. Here's the pitch to Whitaker, and he cuts through it.
Nobody out on that berm now. I think now might be a time to migrate over there just in case.
Well, you know, Colin, I think they're trying to get ready for the fireworks show.
Good call.
You can run out there if you want. You won't have any competition if Whitaker gets into one here. 1-1 the count with one out. And Whitaker swings through a slider. It was only his second home run of the year. He had one before he suffered that wrist injury. It was kind of just a little bit of misfortune for Whitaker. He was cleated in the face during a series on the road in Colombia that cost him a few days, and then the wrist injury, of course, that cost him plenty of time on the IL. Back in a big way. 1-2 is outside. Good take on a breaking ball that gets to two balls and two strikes. If you're thinking home run ball, Seidel, as we mentioned, has not given up a home run all year long. It's one of the really impressive things for a guy who's pitched in what is 26 games now. Two balls, two strikes, pitch to Whitaker, and he strikes out on a pitch down in the dirt. Might have been looking for something else, and a low and outside slider got him to fish for out number two.
Yeah, Seidel going to that slider three straight times. Whitaker let go a close one just before that, but so much lateral movement on that pitch, it's really tough to decipher between Seidel's fastball and his breaking ball.
So the switch hitter, Ricardo Belleau, gets a chance to hit with the bases loaded. Two gone now, and the first pitch runs high and tight. 1-0, 8-5 Fayetteville. Come the ninth inning, Kannapolis will have Lanzilli, Logan Glass, and Drake Logan, the 5, 6, and 7 scheduled to step to the plate. You presume against Manuel Urias. Fayetteville bullpen is quiet. 1-0. Below swings and pops it up along the left field line. Long run for Lanzilli, but that tails over the net and into the stands. 1-1.
And if it is Manuel Urias, he'd be in a position to pick up his second save of the year with him pitching more than three innings to close out the ball game.
Below looking to get involved. He's 0 for 4. Pair of strikeouts and a pair of groundouts. Clubbed a solo home run, his fifth of the year, out to right yesterday in the ninth inning. Here he is late today trying to bring home insurance. 1-1. And he swings at a low pitch. That was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. A little two-seam run on it away from a lefty. And Billy Seidel's must have a little deception with that spin or the tunnel of those pitches, because he's gotten a lot of Woodpeckers to chase out of the zone in this inning. Time called at the plate as Below wants to take a moment.
He's doing all he can to make up for that error with the Encarnacion play, trying to get the force out.
Trying to strand the bases loaded for the Woodpeckers, who left one on in the sixth, one in the seventh, trying to avoid leaving three on in the eighth. 1-2 pitch. Below takes strike three. A fastball painted on the inside by Billy Seidel, and he gets himself out of major danger. A walk, a single, and an error, but three left on as Seidel puts up another scoreless inning for the Cannonballers. We're heading to the ninth. One more chance for Kannapolis. Fayetteville trying to split this series, leading 8-5 when we return.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. So you give what's left to me. Off the floor and found something new worth living for. And an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Manuel Urias. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Cannonballers, the left fielder, number 21, Chris Lanzilli.
Three outs to get for Manuel Urias as we play the top of the ninth inning. 8-5, Woodpeckers on top. They have led all night long since their seven-run onslaught over the first two innings. Urias misses outside to Lanzilli on the first pitch. And the count to 1-0 on the Kannapolis five-hitter. Lanzilli takes a strike on the next offering, 1-1. He's gone 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. A couple of flyouts, one to right and one to a shallow right that was caught by the second baseman. 1-1 home, and Lanzilli got underneath it, pulls a fly to left. McGowan drifts back to the start of the warning track, and this ball a little bit of carry, but he's got room, makes the catch for out number one. Lanzilli retired, Logan Glass coming up. This game number 18 in the head-to-head series between these two ball clubs. The next meeting will be on the road in Kannapolis for six between August 29th and September 3rd. That'll be the final road series of the regular season and wrap up 24 head-to-head games between these two clubs. Now Logan Glass takes a strike on the outside corner, and it is nothing and one. swings at a slider on the 0-1, and quickly nothing and two on glass. Manuel Urias eligible for a save if he can go the rest of the distance here, pitching the final four innings behind Trey Dombrowski. So far, he surrendered the three runs on the sack fly from Betancourt and then the two-run home run by Brooks Baldwin in the eighth. 0-2 as Urias winds, kicks, pitches, and glass fouls it off the foot of Encarnacion behind home. Logan Glass tonight has gone 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts across the entire series. Glass this week is over four games on just 2-13. Urias fires the 0-2 again, and Glass takes a changeup low and in. It is one ball and two strikes on the Oklahoma native. He was verbally committed to Kansas coming out of high school, but was drafted in the 22nd round of 2019. 1-2, and it's down and inside. Logan Glass able to even it up at two balls and two strikes. Glass, the 21-year-old, trying to keep the ninth inning going for Kannapolis. Get a runner on base, 2-2. And that sails high. Urias back to the mound. There's no Fayetteville bullpen activity, so Ricky Rivera riding with his right-hander, trying to close out nine. Here's the payoff pitch, and Glass takes a ball just outside. Check where it was at on the zone tracker, and it was a little outside. As Logan Glass struts down to first, and Urias ahead of Glass 0-2 loses him on a one-out walk. Tying run at this stage still represented in the on-deck circle, but here comes Drake Logan, who has slugged a two-run home run. Made it a 7-2 game at the time when he put it over the right center field wall in the seventh inning. In the fifth inning, make it. Here's the first pitch to him, and he takes a fastball a little low. One ball and no strikes. A little bit of chirping from the Fayetteville dugout coming after that strike or that ball decision. 1-0 as Urias goes to the shoulders, delivers, and runs it outside. Two balls and no strikes to Drake Logan. Logan coming off his best month of the year hitting-wise in June at .235. He's still at .192 on the season, but home run here in July and starting to round into form. Here's the pitch. A fastball for a strike. And Urias, after six straight balls, trying to climb back into the count against Logan. Urias struck him out in the seventh. Midville pitching's only struck out five today. They've used the defense a lot behind them to get outs. 2-1. And there's another pitch right on the outside corner. Strike two. Drake Logan exercising a lot of patience right now after getting ahead. But now will have to protect. Man at first, one out in the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville leading 8-5. 2-2 as Urias goes to the shoulders with the sign. Pitch number 60 of his night is close, low and in, and Encarnacion couldn't squeeze it. That pitch was actually right on the border of the zone, and maybe the catcher dropping the ball could be the difference in a ball and a strike there. Another close take by Logan, and another full count worked by Urias. Glass leading off of first, payoff pitch, and Logan swings and hits a high fly out into left, way up there for McGowan as he gets to the wall, and it is out of here. Second home run of the game for Drake Logan, and we've got a one-run show in Fayetteville, 8-7. A high arcing fly to left that clears the bullpen, lands shallow on the berm. Drake Logan, who had one home run on the season entering this ball game, has his second of the game, third of the year. 8-7, the new score. It was way up there into the setting sun. McGowan tracked it as far as he could. Drake Logan showing a little power to right center the opposite way, and now some power to the pull side. Closest this game has been since first pitch. 8-7 with bases clear, one out. Zach Wilkins is now going to the mound. You hate to flash back on some unfortunate outings on Urias earlier this year, But you do have to think back to Zebulon a couple of weeks ago when he entered a game with a 3-run lead, similar to tonight. Now, tonight he had been pitching for the three innings previous. In that spot in Zebulon, he came on for the save. But that was a night where he gave up a 3-run lead, forced extra innings, and Carolina ended up going on to win it. Tonight he's given up 2 in the ninth and now has just a 1-run advantage facing the 8-hitter. And rather, this is going to be a pinch hitter, Bryce Willits, the lefty coming on. And a changeup misses down and outside. One of the notable absences from the Kannapolis lineup, getting a day off, but instead he'll come on in a clutch spot, top nine, 1-run game, 1-0 pitch down to the dirt. And Urias has fallen behind 2-0. Bryce Willits is the Kannapolis home run leader after the promotions of Tim Elko. 8 home runs and 28 RBIs. Willits was in the lineup last night and reached 4 times on 4 walks. He's a patient hitter, 2-0. And that's inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Urias now in danger of putting on the tying run. The Fayetteville bullpen is activated. It looks like Dury Carrasco is hustling to loosen. He's throwing out there in the left field pen. 3-0. Willits takes low. It's ball 4. 4 pitch walk following the 2-run home run. Urias with a look of dejection out there on the mound, peered over towards his dugout. But right now they're not going to make a change. They're going to leave him out there. Bryce Willits draws a walk. Didn't see a single pitch to hit. And now it's the 9-hitter Christopher DeGuzman representing the go-ahead run for Kannapolis. Top 9, 8-7 Fayetteville leading. Here's the pitch. And a first pitch fastball in there for a strike. Big Monday night crowd here on the 3rd of July. Gone a little bit quiet in this ninth, but trying to will on Urias with each strike. Here's a spin and a throw over to first, and Willits steps back in. It was the Woodpeckers scoring 7 runs over the first 2 innings, but since that point, Kannapolis has outscored Fayetteville 7-1. Here's the pitch to the lefty to Guzman, and it runs high. 1 ball and 1 strike count. Over that 7-run stretch, Kannapolis has used 3 2-run home runs to do it. 2 by Logan, 1 by Baldwin. Crowd getting loud, the 1-1 is outside. And Urias right now, I don't know if he's labored, he's tired, he almost just doesn't look like he's throwing 100% out there as he was when he first got out there. Late stages of this game, and he has set a new season-high pitch count, 68. Here's the 2-1, and it is a strike on the outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I think DeGuzman forgot the count. It is 2-2. He might have thought that was a 3-ball count, 2-2, and home plate umpire Corey Gerber confirms. 70th pitch upcoming for Urias as he leans over the shoulder and gets the sign. Runner leads off of first. Urias throws, and a breaking ball is close, but it's just outside. That's not ball 4. Runner going to second, and Willits is tagged out. DeGuzman, who thought it was a 3-ball count earlier, still thought it was a 3-ball count, started to run up the first base side, baited Willits down to second, and a malfunction at the plate for Kannapolis has cost them a critical out. We gave it to you right before the pitch. Corey Gerber indicated to the batter, to the catcher, to the pitcher, to the press box that it was a 2-2 count, and DeGuzman hustling up that line cost the team dearly. Now it's 3-2, and Kannapolis down to their final strike. What is going on? Urias throws, and this pitch is lifted to right. Shallow for Lorenzo. He drifts out from second. He's got it, and this ball game is over. What a turn of fate on the mound for Urias and these Woodpeckers, who have held on to an 8-7 victory. They say this game is as much mental as it is physical. And never has it been more clear that in that moment, as Urias is gifted the out at second and goes on to tightrope out of trouble and close it down with a one-run victory. And you never know what you may see up when you come out to the ballpark. One of the more bizarre endings you could imagine is Kannapolis almost comes all the way back, and a miscommunication on the count cost them a critical second out and the third out on the pop-up to grab Fayetteville. This series split at home before they head on the road tomorrow in Zebulon. The Woodpeckers improved to 34-41 with the win, 4-5 in the second half as they take a game from the top team in the division in the early going, and Kannapolis falls to 40-34, 5-4 in the second half. And we saw a whole lot of home runs today as Colin Casey gets ready to chat with Tyler Whitaker, our player of the game tonight, who came back in a big way with a three-run home run and four RBIs in his return off of the injured list. Great to have Whitaker back in town helping round out this lineup that put up 12 hits today and scored their 8 runs. Tyler Whitaker has been joined by Colin Casey down at field level. And we will go ahead and send it down that way with Colin and Tyler.
See, take it away, Colin.
Out the 4th of July, there's always a bit of fireworks, and there certainly was at the end of this ball game. 8-7, the Woodpeckers take a victory. There's a lot of fireworks also at the beginning of the game, a lot of them courtesy of the returning Tyler Whitaker. He comes back, drives in 4 runs, a 3-run home run in his return. We'll get to that game first, Whit, but what's it like playing back in front of this crowd here at Segra Stadium?
It's great. I'm just happy to be back, healthy, and ready to go. I'm happy we won.
Winning always makes it a little bit easier. Take us back, though. Second inning, you got a 1-2 count. You're sitting on a fastball there, and you drive it out to left center field. Was that a big sigh of relief, the first big swing back after spending over a month on the shelf?
Yeah, for sure. I was just trying to get the first one out of the way, and then that next at bat, I know he has good stuff, so I was just trying to be ready for a fastball.
Lastly, and most importantly, does the home run chain still fit?
It does. It does.
Does it still feel as good as ever to put that thing on?
Always.
Well, there you have it. Tyler Whitaker, huge return, 4 RBIs, leads the Woodpeckers to the big victory over Kannapolis. Whit, it's great to have you back.
Good to be back.
Well, Chatfield, send it back to the booth. We can confirm Whit can still hit.
All right, thank you, Colin, and thank you, Tyler Whitaker, down on the field joining us post-game, our player of the game. And we knew that Whitaker was going to be an injection into this lineup that had his bat in the heart of the order first couple of months, but can't dream up a much better scenario to start things off in Whitaker's return. The RBI single on the very first pitch he sees in his return, and then the 3-run home run in the second inning that helped spur a 7-0 Woodpeckers lead over the first couple of innings. And, hey, they needed every single one of those 7 runs in the early going as Kannapolis from that point on outscores the Woodpeckers 7-1. But that odd sequence there in the top of the 9th inning, you know, they say this game is as much mental as it is physical, and it's one of those spots where there was a miscommunication in the count. Batter thought that there was a walk that caused the runner at first to go towards second, and a heads-up play by the Woodpeckers defense to realize the situation, throw down to second and get the out, and then closely wrap up the game right thereafter. I've been watching games here for 3 years now, and that's one of the more bizarre ways to end a 9th inning, but they say you always see something different when you come out to the ballpark, and that certainly was the case today as the Woodpeckers hold on to win 8-7 and split this series with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, their final home game before the All-Star break coming up in about a week. Trey Dombrowski gets the win. That's something that's evaded him a little bit this year. His third winning decision of the year to go to 3-6 with his 5 innings of 2-run ball. And Manuel Urias closing out 4 innings in that pressure-packed 9th will get the save today as Fayetteville grabs their 34th win of the season and their 4th of the second half and grab a game on the top team in the division. So that's it for home baseball this week. We do have a game tomorrow for you, though, if you want to continue to come out to Segra Stadium, watch some high-level baseball and some of the youngest baseball prospects in all of college right now. The Team USA collegiate team will be out here tomorrow taking on Chinese Taipei in the International Friendship Series. These are non-draft eligible college players, but still some guys that you'll likely see in pro baseball, maybe even the big leagues in the future. Players like Kyle Schwarber, Walker Buehler, they've been on this Team USA team in the past, and that team will be out here tomorrow
for a game against Chinese Taipei. So come on out. We got more baseball for you on the 4th of July, plus a fireworks show thereafter. We're getting ready for fireworks here tonight as well, so thanks for sticking around tonight as the Woodpeckers win 8-7 and head to the road on Zebulon tomorrow for first pitch at 7 o'clock against the Carolina Mudcats. That'll do it for us up here in the booth. Have a wonderful rest of your night, Woodpeckers fans. We still got a fireworks show coming your way, so hang on. That's coming up in just a moment. Woodpeckers win 8-7, the final score tonight. Good night from the booth.
Get your hands off of this last call. Hey.